Good morning. This is DJ Wanderlust and
DJ Pop 10
coming at you live from Dominican University of California. Every Tuesday at 11 a.m., we are here to talk about our love of traveling, talking about the places we want to go and the people we want to see. Coast to Coast with DJ Wanderlust and DJ Pop 10 bring you around the world and will share with you dream vacations and places they've already seen. We will bring to you the top places on our personal bucket list and prepare you in every way for the best trip of your life. We also have a guest on our show who has experience with traveling, Nisa Elias.
Woo-woo-woo!
Nisa, say hi to everyone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nisa.
We believe we are the best experts because traveling is in our blood. DJ Pop 10, so why do you like traveling so much and why do you want to travel?
Good morning. I love the new cultural experiences. Traveling to a new place means traveling to a whole different world beyond the one that we are living. For that week or 2 weeks or even how long you're going there, you can be a completely different person and experience all new things within that state or country. Meeting new people from different cultures, meeting new people from that country or state can really change who you are and how you perceive the world. Also, not to mention all the food you can try, in every state or country there's always amazing food, and that's awesome.
For me, DJ Wanderlust again, I just like going to new places and experiencing new adventures. I know whenever I go somewhere, I always have really great memories and great stories to come back to. I mean, usually they go pretty well. I like all the new food. I'm not usually a picky eater, so that's always a good thing. I'm pretty open to trying new foods, and I mean, I've tried escargot. That kind of sounds gross.
Oh, dude. I've done frog legs, and I couldn't. Like, I took one bite, and I remember I had just images of like me and my brother's children like running through the creek, like down our street, and like picking up frogs. I just was like, oh my god, I'm eating like my childhood friends right now. Like, I can't.
New food in different places is the best. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've tried frog legs too, but they taste like chicken.
Where are you guys getting all these frog legs? What restaurant here sells frog legs?
I don't think they gave me frog legs then, because it didn't sound like
that's a lie.
It didn't taste like chicken. But you like trying
I think it's important to try new foods, but I don't know if I could do that. Huh. I don't even know if I could try venison. I think that kind of freaks me out.
What is venison?
That's deer.
Oh, I've done deer. No, that's delicious.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, it's really rich. Like, it's you wouldn't rich. Expect it.
DJ Pop 10, we're going to go get you some deer.
Thank you.
I also really like the shopping. It's pretty dangerous. I try to pack light, which doesn't ever end up happening, and then I have to buy a new suitcase to bring all of my new stuff back with me, and I end up overpacking and having to pay the extra $50.
That whole $25 per suitcase is absolutely ridiculous. Like, I can't, and it actually gives me anxiety going to the airport. If my suitcase weighed more than 50 pounds, I don't know what I would do.
What I love, and I've gotten so lucky, is that so many people come with carry-ons where, like, the people will come up to you and be like, I'm so sorry. Like, is there any way that you could possibly check in your bag, like, free of charge? I'm like, that's what I plan the whole time.
But then you have to wait afterwards in the line if you check in and stuff.
Yeah, I guess. But then for me, like, I can never physically put it above my head.
I
get, like, anxiety that, like, there's not going to be any room. And then I'm going to have to, like, be the jerk that's like, excuse me, like, I don't have room to put this, so...
I've literally have had a suitcase come down on my head.
See, this is why I don't do this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is why.
It hurt really bad.
The airport is kind of a crazy place. Mm-mm.
And then after the flight's done, like, everyone is so, like, just pushy and shovey because they're trying to get their, you know, the luggage down. Whereas me, I could just, like, throw on a backpack and be like, suckers. Like, I don't have to do anything. I could just get out of my seat and walk off.
I don't think I've ever used the overhead compartment before in my life.
Don't start.
I don't think I'll ever do it. It's just not the place.
But no, but I do feel your pain. I do feel your pain on, like, the weight thing. And it scares me.
Oh, and then you're totally judged because you get one of those orange tickets that says, like,
overweight.
And then they're like, heavy. Oh, you're one of those travelers, no.
You think they, like, they shouldn't profile like that. Like, you could be going somewhere for, like, months.
Months.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mind your own business.
Or just a couple days. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely the couple days person.
You're fine.
Yeah,
you're so fine. You're so fine.
I just came home from Boston and my suitcase was 50, like literally 49 pounds.
Oh,
and
my God.
My friend's like, why?
To the point where like five people have to sit on it to like zip it.
4 days.
They're for 4 days. But
it's like the weather, right?
Yeah.
See, so like one coat per suitcase pretty much. Like you can't fit anything.
It's not fair.
If you bring like cold stuff, yeah, you can't do it.
Well, you gotta wear it on the plane. That's the problem.
See, I layer up. That is what I do. You can, yeah. You could turn your jacket into a pillow.
Whoa.
You ever done that?
Oh, I'm gonna steal that idea.
Yeah.
And like tennis shoes always take up a lot of room.
Yeah.
So I always wear the tennis shoes
boots?
On the plane.
Well, for when I bring my cowboy boots, I will stuff like anything I can. Like I'll put like underwear and socks and like fold up shirts like in a sushi kind
of
thing.
Oh,
and then
course.
Like just stick it in there because it's like
that's the best.
Yeah, they're
pack.
Like little compartments. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Someone told me that the way you're supposed to pack. And this was coming from like, what do you call them? A flight attendant or whatever, like who travels a lot.
That's right.
She like you're supposed to lay out. Like, let's say a really big shirt first, and then you kind of like ball everything up. I'm not explaining this right, but apparently, just folding clothes and like tucking them in isn't an efficient way to do it.
And
she was like, and I know what I'm
to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She knows what she's talking about. I don't know. I'm going to YouTube it. And then I'll
YouTube it. So you're saying like a roll.
Research that a little bit.
Like a ball, a ball of clothing.
Huh. How does that?
And that's supposed to be.
What you need to do is get those. Airtight bags.
Oh,
have you guys ever seen that? My
friend.
Dude.
Sucks everything in and it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last thing that
anyways, moving
I'm pretty,
on.
excited and love to travel is the education part. I know that sounds really weird and nerdy or whatever, but I really enjoy going to museums and seeing different sites. I don't know. I was always growing up, I always traveled with my grandparents. We went all around the East Coast and everything. And my grandpa always used to bring us to museums and we'd always complain, which now I regret complaining because I now appreciate everything that I would see. And I really did learn so much. And I do appreciate it now. It's really cool to say, like, oh, yeah, I've been to that museum, or I remember learning about that. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Do you like museums?
Oh, well, I like museums. I think traveling with grandparents is the way to go. I mean, they buy you things. You see grandpa, like, drinking by the bar. Like, it's just a good time. Like, grandpa, like, you know, they loosen up a little bit. You become the favorite grandchild.
There we go.
It's a fun time.
Sam, you sneaky girl. Sneaky, sneaky.
So sneaky. I mean, I'm the same way, though, because I have my sister who travels with me and my grandparents.
Oh, see.
So.
That is also the way to go.
I mean, always going with someone is. I mean, what do you think, niece? Do you like?
Well, I didn't really travel with too many of my grandparents. They're all dead. Like, so
yeah, same.
I didn't.
So
I mean, like, maybe I went.
Oh, no.
I went to Lebanon like once with my grandma, and my grandma like wasn't the type to travel. Like she wasn't. Mm. She would just like yell.
Not a
and,
fun time.
Yep. She just like always wanted booze on the plane.
Oh.
No. So she just wasn't. We didn't really like to take grandma to places
too much.
Like
to bring grandma anywhere.
But that's
really.
All. But and with my family now, like it works. Like I love family vacations, but. Like having to share a hotel bed with my brother is just murder.
Worst.
Like I can't do it anymore. So it's like it's family vacations to an extent, I think. So, but I still love it for
I
sure.
I think that's the worst part of traveling is having to share beds with people.
Can't do it.
Like mom, dad, get me my own cot.
You
just
can't.
Like a little
sleep on the floor
Come
if
on.
I have to. The balcony's looking really, really great.
I literally would rather sleep on the floor than sleep in a bed with one of my siblings.
I couldn't.
They kick. They talk in their sleep. It's the
worst.
Well,
my brother, like, breathes like he's just finished, like, a marathon. And it's like, why? Like, you should be, like, you don't have to literally like this. And it's, like, not snoring, you know? You know what
I'm
talking about?
It's just loud breathing.
Yeah, it's just, like,
breathing. Yeah, I couldn't sleep with that either. Like, that's seriously the worst.
So, But, no. But besides that, it's pretty nice. I mean, it's always nice to explore with the family.
Yeah. So, Nisa, why do you like traveling so much and why do you want to travel?
I would have to say I feel like I like it just because it's nice seeing something so different. I get, like, I'm a little bit bipolar with it. Sometimes I get anxious of going to a place that I'm not familiar with just because it's kind of like, oh my God, like, I could never go to a place where I don't speak the language and not have anyone with me who doesn't speak it. I would freak out. I'd be like, how am I going to get around and, like, figure things out? But at the same time, like, it's just kind of exciting to kind of, like, counteracting that. So I feel like seeing something different and just seeing how different it is, like, on another part of the world, and it can either make me, like, appreciate or, like, be jealous of, like, how a certain country, like, does things. So I think it's just kind of, like, learning stuff. And then what was the second question?
And why do you want to travel?
Oh, I want to travel, I guess, for the same reason. Like, I've been here my whole life. Like, I never lived anywhere other than California. I've never lived anywhere other than Marinwood. So I think it's just nice to, like, pretend that for, like, 2 weeks, like, I live in, like, Spain, even though I've never been to Spain. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's so nice always seeing new things.
You can literally be a different person in every state or country. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be anything.
Yeah. No one knows anything about me.
No one knows anything about you.
I could be the most wanted criminal in the U.S., which I'm not, but no one would ever know.
Nope, she's not.
For the record.
We don't know.
But, like, seriously, you can come up with your own name, own little identity, get just away,
lie.
Be someone that you really want to be secretly.
And that's it.
In a whole different place. Mm-hmm. Meet whole new people that you've always wanted to hang out with.
So it could be really refreshing.
Yeah. I think I might do that next time.
You want to go somewhere?
Yeah, let's go somewhere.
We book our tickets. Where do you guys want to go?
Practice your accents. Let's see if you can, like, get away with being, like,
natives. I think I have a pretty
natives.
Good New York accent.
You're good. Can we hear it?
Boston?
Can we hear it, DJ Pop 10?
Boston.
Oh, Boston. Ooh. You're going to get in the car? You're going to go to Madison Square Garden?
What is that?
Madison
Lisa?
Square Garden is
that's
in New York.
No. Well, so yeah, we're going to go from Massachusetts to...
Get in the car.
What kind of accent was
like
that
New York?
You just said? New York?
Garden. That's how they do it in Boston.
Yeah. How are you?
New Yorkers would be like, oh, we're going to go to Madison Square Garden. And then don't like Boston people say like God, Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
Wahlberg.
Yeah, we got it.
That was pretty good.
I'm literally the worst at accents.
Can we hear it?
Can we hear,
try
like,
a New
English?
York accent?
English accent. Oh, yeah. Try a New York one.
I can't. I'm literally New York. No. See? It's so bad.
Hello.
Like, people
What
would
about
know.
A British one? I feel like British is, like, an easier. Hello.
Yeah. See? We both just did. Hello.
Hello, pop it.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
What is that, from Pirates?
I don't know.
She got it.
Yeah.
Pop 10 got it.
A different person.
So, yeah, that's why I like traveling.
Anything else?
That's pretty much it. I mean, for me, I travel, too, just to see family a lot because I have family everywhere. It's just, it kind of is annoying, but, like, Canada, Lebanon, which I haven't been back to, and I don't think I ever will because it's kind of not a good situation over there. And then, where else? Sweden, and then just a lot of places in the U.S. Ooh, in Cyprus. So it's like...
You've been to Cyprus?
Mm-hmm. Not by choice.
Not by choice.
When we went to Lebanon and the war started and we had to get evacuated, they took us there. And I was like, this is the best thing ever. Like, I kind of felt guilty because we stayed at like a 5-star hotel and it was just absolutely gorgeous.
Living large.
Mm-hmm. Sorry the country got bombed, but like, thank you for
that's kind of
upping
my
location.
Like,
Cyprus was awesome.
That is a downer. But thank you for the 5 stars.
Made it a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. United States takes care of its own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, how about that? Sent me to Cyprus.
America, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you, though, about visiting family. And because usually, I mean, people that are out of state, you don't even really get to see them that much.
No.
And, like, even for holidays.
Yeah. And FaceTime does, like, so much. Like, it's just not, it's always pausing and I'm always repeating myself.
Especially with cousins that you're close with. Like, I'm so close to all my cousins. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's hard. Like, FaceTiming does not do anything. Like,
well, especially because you have little cousins too, right?
Cousins. Yeah.
That's so cute.
So something like that, like, you got to be there to, like, carry them around and, like, give them piggyback rides. You can't do that on Skype.
They can't walk themselves. You have to carry them.
Yeah. We're sounding like dog sitters. Like,
that's a really good point. Like, seeing family, that's really important to me. So that's definitely another reason to travel.
Totally. Definitely. Couldn't agree more.
All right, you guys, we'll be right back after this with Coast to Coast with DJ Wonderless and DJ Pop 10 on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And if I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I wanna walk 500 miles and I wanna walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I grow old, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's grown old with you. But I wanna walk 500 miles and I wanna walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. Be the man who's lonely without you. When I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Welcome back, everyone, with Coast to Coast with DJ Wonderless and DJ Pop 10 on Penguin Radio. Now, what are we going to discuss?
Let's see here. Traveling in an airplane versus road tripping.
Ooh.
Okay. That's a good one.
DJ Pop 10, let's start with you.
All right. I have a few things. I think traveling in an airplane, you just don't know what you're going to get yourself into mm-hmm. at any time.
True that.
It's literally just like you don't know who you're going to sit with, if there's a baby behind you, if you're going to get a seat kicker. Those are just the worst. If you're going to have someone like chewing like gum and like popping it in your mouth, like or in your face, like that's the worst to me. So you just like, it's just, you don't know what you're getting.
You just brought back so many horrible memories right now.
Right?
I'm like cringing.
It's the worst. You just don't know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just like road tripping, you know, you're taking it with friends. But then if you're road tripping with your family, potentially the parents are going to get a divorce. The kids are going to get split
so
up.
So much can
you
do,
don't
yeah.
know what's going to happen on that road trip. You just have no idea. So those are my thoughts a little bit about that.
And what about you, Nisa? Traveling in an airplane versus road tripping. What are your thoughts?
Dude, I mean, I would rather road trip just because I love, like, screaming my music and then having the windows, like, down mm-hmm. and stopping at every gas station being like, ah, like.
Are you alone? Because what if not yeah. oh, okay. everyone likes that?
I don't know about this.
Well, if it's like an okay amount of time, I could totally do that alone. Like, I get jiggy with it in my car. Like, I'll have dance parties and make the time go by. But like something like going down to LA, it would be nice to have like a partner or something, yeah. you know? So usually, huh, now I'm rethinking this. Oh. Maybe I do.
But like, serious question, what if they don't like your music choice and they get annoyed and then that causes an argument?
Mm. Okay, so, mm-hmm. Okay, I can see where you're going with this. See, this is the good thing, though. I'm usually, like, open with all music, so I feel like it's the whole, like, taking turns thing or whatever. You know, and usually it's my best friend that I road trip with, and we have a pretty yeah. similar, like, we just kind of crank the oldies.
Vibe.
Oh, okay.
And whatnot, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm. So you really have to find someone who has the same music taste as you.
You know what? It's true. And I was actually talking with a buddy the other day, and I know she said, like, if I ever go on a road trip with you, we can't do it because our styles of music are so, like, dissimilar or whatever.
Mm.
Is that a word?
I don't know. But
dissimilar? I feel like I've sure. seen it on Thesaurus when
it
I look up different.
Good. I'll start using it.
Mm.
That's pretty educational.
So just going along with that. So I went to LA this last year, and I went with my best friend, Jesse. And we left like super early in the AM to get there. And I figured like, this will be awesome. Like road tripping with the best friend. It was our first like legit road trip together without like any parents or anything. And she slept for almost the whole way. Like she was maybe up for an hour when she smelt the Oreos that I was eating. And then she drove my car for like 15 minutes only. Cause I just needed to get some shut eye, but that was it. So she was like kind of entertaining on that trip. But then the way back I got pissed because she literally slept through the whole thing. And of course, like the way back up to San Rafael took like longer and we were in traffic. She fell asleep. She was asleep for the whole thing.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I got so mad because I literally was like, thank you for, we're having great conversations right now. Thank you so much, Jess.
Pissed.
And she's like drooling right next to me.
I would probably like veer into the other lane and just like wake her up.
And she'd
get
pissed at me. Like if I went through a drive through to like get something, she'd be like, why are we here? Like you woke me up. I'm like, I'm gonna kill you right now. Like,
that's the other thing, like road trip food. Like calories do not count when you're on a road trip.
And usually though, I feel like when you're on vacation, you walk a lot more. So
well,
I feel
explore,
like,
yeah.
Like when I went calories. To New York, I ate the most horrible, like I couldn't believe like how much I was eating, but it just was perfect because we walked everywhere that it was like, aha, nothing.
Yeah. It's nothing.
My pants still fit.
Doesn't even get in. No, yeah. No calories consumed.
So I don't know. Road trips, I feel like, yeah, if you're going with a good group of people and it's a beautiful like drive there, then yeah, you know what I mean? Like
depending on where you're going, because when I road trip to Vegas, it was all desert.
Oh yeah.
Like nothing to look
at. You have like one tree maybe every like how long, like I was gonna say 600 miles.
You don't see trees.
600 miles.
But that's not how long it
probably not that far.
I'm not really good with that, you guys.
It's just mm-hmm. So I don't know. So, I mean, if I was going down Highway 1, the coast,
So both of you don't get motion sick then? Because some people would be like, pull the car over now.
Oh, on a boat, mm-hmm. I will be done. But like, for the count.
You don't get like sick on the roads or anything if it's too windy.
It actually depends.
Okay.
I can get motion sickness. It kind of just depends. Mm-hmm. You give yourself like a little, what are those? The little Motrin. No, it's not a Motrin. It's like a Dramamine.
Yeah.
Oh. Done. Down.
And they have those wristbands.
Yeah.
Those pouches. There you go.
Let me tell you something, people.
Do they work?
They do not work.
They don't work.
So I do not suggest if you have motion sickness to wear the
no
wristbands.
Bracelets. Mm-mm. My mom
doesn't
has
doesn't do
once,
anything.
Oh, it doesn't do. Oof. I've never tried. My mom has once drugged me when I was a child. Low-key. Very low-key.
Just enough to get
just
you
just enough to get
you
because
cooperating.
She knew I get like very sick on boats. Mm-hmm. And so she like gave me
I want to hear what your mama bear did.
Well, she gave me one and a half Dramamine and I was like, I'm like, that's probably way too much. So I like fell.
Pop 10, how are you still breathing?
I don't know, yeah. Right?
How are you doing it?
I know. I slept through the whole entire, like, it was a submarine I was in. I missed the whole thing.
You were
like,
in
Mom,
a submarine.
You can't do that.
And you slept
yeah.
through the whole thing.
I know, it was Hawaii, too. It was a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Probably
from
one
what
of
I
your
remember.
Coolest experiences.
Yeah, I
and
know.
And you slept.
Done. My mom had no idea. My mom was like, I thought that was the dosage. I was like, Mom, you can't do that.
Sorry. I guess I was reading for adults and up. Ages 12 and up.
I'm like five. Like, oh, Mom.
It's a wonderful vacation.
So personally, for me, DJ Wanderlust, traveling in an airplane versus road tripping, I literally will fall asleep wherever I am. And in an airplane, I always try to get the window seat so you can perfectly lean your head up against the window. Proper. And I just knock out within seconds. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Couldn't so lucky. It. Could not do it.
I don't. For I'll me, I'm personally an aisle. What are you?
I'm an aisle.
Aisle because if I need to use the bathroom, I'm like, yeah, I got the power and I control it. And then also, but the times that I do fall asleep, it's happened with like a limb sticking out and then that crazy flight attendant comes
wheeling
the thing.
That is so mean.
In movies, you always see like the carts like running into people and stuff.
It happens.
That happens in real life. Mm-hmm. I can contest to that. Mm-hmm. That happened to me yesterday. I was coming home from Boston and I swear the flight attendant had something against me because she just kept
boom.
Evil people.
Evil.
Just pure
it
evil.
It just isn't necessary.
But then you guys have to always get up for the people in the middle the windows. Yeah.
But I
right?
think I'm a nice enough person where I don't mind. Like, I don't mind getting up and being like, oh, you have to use a restroom, dude? Like, go ahead. Like, but you some people are like, and they don't let you.
See, it depends how much you get up.
Yeah,
because
that's
true. There is a line that needs to be drawn. I mean, there is
like if the guy was having some like bowel issues, I'd be like, you got it. Like, that's it. Switch seats with me right now. Switch. We're done. Just
there's
spend the whole flight in the bathroom.
There's a difference between getting up and then like just getting up every 5 seconds. It's like, no, I can't keep doing it. I want to sleep. I want to take a little nap. Mm-hmm.
Let me relax.
Let me
Dang it, I'm on vacation.
See, I'm perfect for the window seat because I'm like a camel. I don't have to pee a lot.
Oh yeah, I'm the
So I mean the whole flight I will, and plus I don't really like public restrooms. Then you're like the plane's moving and you're trying to go pee and it freaks me out.
So if we ever go on a flight, we know that Wanderlust is gonna have a window seat, and then Pop 10 and I will just be like middle, like
we're gonna have
like,
to Rochambeau for that.
Yeah.
For the aisle.
We'll
is basically where it's at.
Well, the weirdest thing is if you know how some people will actually like get out of the like their seats and wait for you in the aisle for you to go to the bathroom, but some just like scoot in and it's like, oh, you want me to like hop over you? Like,
yeah,
don't ever do that. That's
just a little
wrong.
Bit like, this is already tight.
We just
like,
met.
Seating. I can't, like, I don't want to like inch past you and be like, I'm sorry. Like,
that's
they
not
don't
right.
get up for you.
Some people don't like, they just like kind of like scoot in and I'm like, ah, no.
Oh, I make them. I'm like, oh, I can't
yeah,
fit.
I
like,
bet,
I gotta,
you need to get up.
Especially on a plane, if I gotta pee, that should tell you something. Yeah. Like, I really gotta go then.
It's, so it's, something's going on.
People need to move.
Yeah, get up.
So
do you
I
guys,
guess.
Oh, I wanna ask, do you guys have any, like, horror stories? Like, of a bad.
Oh, I've gotten the
bad
flu
trip.
On an airplane before. It is, like, not a place that. Actually, like, my friend and I both got the flu at the same time on this same
on
flight.
On the flight?
I didn't get sick in the flight, but I got sick in the Oakland International Airport.
Oh.
It's a fun story.
No.
And she got sick on the airplane. So that is not. It is, yeah. It.
So who did you sit next to?
I sat next to my dad. And she sat in the way back. And, like, one
people?
Of the flight attendants actually literally had to make an announcement and be like, okay, this girl's, like, sick. Like, who does she belong to? Like, oh, that's so
that
bad.
That happened to me.
Like, it how did?
I was coming back from Virginia. I didn't throw up, but there was a girl who threw up. And they moved her next to me because there was an open seat. And the flight steward, like, the, whatever you call them, was just like, yeah, she's going to come sit next to you. I was like,
ew.
But she just yacked, right? Like, she just yacked.
But, like, can we, like, put her on the wing of the plane? Can
and
she go on the wing?
You sat next to her the whole time?
Yeah, and I was so nice. I was like, so what happened? Like,
you asked her what happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ew.
And what was her response?
She was just like, I took, like two, like, antibiotics with, like, the wrong thing. And I was like.
Oh, so it was just, like, a one-time thing?
It was, like,
thing.
A, yeah, she
okay.
wasn't, like, I'm going to keep throwing up
That's
on
not
you.
Too bad.
The best part was there was a Brazilian lady sitting next to me that had. No, like, she didn't speak a lick of English. So when this random girl just, like, came and sat with us for, like, the last half hour of the flight, she was so confused. And I'm trying to explain to her, like, she has to sit now. She threw up. Like
make with it. The hand motion
yeah.
and everything.
She had no
That's
idea.
What you're doing.
That poor lady. That one, I tortured her on the flight.
Tortured.
They had.
That doesn't sound
this,
safe.
Okay, I'm going to tell a short story.
Okay.
Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, no. That's fine.
So. It was the Virginia trip, and the weather was so horrible that I had to get my flight got canceled. I went to New York instead of Georgia. And then, so I was literally waiting on the plane. Like, you know how they put you on the landing strip thing and you don't actually, like, leave for a while? You just sit there. Literally, we were, like, in a line of planes that had to keep taking off. So I watched two full movies without even lifting off. So the first movie I chose was 300, the second one. And the, you know, the battle one, like, the super.
Oh, I've
like,
heard. I think I've heard.
This poor lady chose, like, a sweet, like, rom-com or something. And you know how, like, people, at least my, I don't know, like, some of my family members that don't live in the U.S. will always be like, you guys, like such violent movies. Like, how can you watch it? And the whole time she would look over and it would be, like, a scene of a guy, like, getting his head chopped off. And, like, she literally, I think she thought I was sick or, like, oh, these Americans, like, watching their crazy movies. And the best part was when, like, a sex scene would come on, I'd get, like, really flustered and, like, put my hands over the screen so, like, people wouldn't see it. But when people were getting murdered, I was like, yeah, like, hands down. Like, but yeah, she had to see some. I was watching horrible movies. Horrible, like, just the poor lady.
So you were in the aisle seat? I was so in the aisle seat. Both sides could
see. So I had a lot to cover up. And then what's even more embarrassing is I watched Million Dollar Baby, and then I started crying because I always cry in that movie, and I was trying to be, like, such a big kid about it and, like, not cry, but people. I
mean, your emotions were everywhere that day.
All over.
This was the same flight.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was literally on the plane for, like, at least 7 hours. I watched three movies. They gave me a frozen yogurt popsicle, which was delicious. Nice. I should have asked them where they got that from. And
frozen yogurt?
I don't remember. It was either Virgin or Delta. I got to remember.
Virgin America is the
so
best.
Maybe it was Virgin then. Oh, I think it was Virgin Atlantic or whatever.
I never get any of that ever on Southwest.
Really?
Ooh, you got to stop with
Southwest. Throwing some
anymore.
Shade to Southwest
yeah.
right now.
I mean, sorry. I mean,
the bags do Southwest. Fly free, so we do have
say,
to give them
the
that.
The bags are at least free, so that's not too bad.
Faux free?
Oh, I didn't answer the second question. Road tripping. I'm another person who literally, I will fall asleep so fast in a car. So maybe you wouldn't want to travel with me, Nisa.
Well, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe I'd be
I
like just, your friend.
You're fine, though. It was just more of the thing where it's like, at least, like, get up. Like, I'm fine if you take a nap. But, like, for 7 hours to be knocked out, like, it's kind of like, really? Right now, like, would you have actually fallen asleep for, like, 7 hours?
Yeah. Like, okay. Yesterday. Yeah.
That would not be okay. I'm never doing it.
Yesterday, I went to Stinson, and I literally fell asleep.
Long day? Night. Long day wanderlust?
Yeah, it Sleepy. Was. At the beach. I mean, I planned on going on a hike, but we couldn't find where to go hiking.
Oh, gosh. You guys get lost?
Yeah, we got kind of lost. Oh. Yeah. And then we ended up at the beach, so that's not too bad. Right. And then it's such a windy road for Stinson. Mm-hmm. So basically I just fell asleep and woke up and I was in the Safeway parking lot.
There we go.
Wow.
Not weird.
That's a scary time. I would be a little freaked out by that.
I was so happy. Wow. I mean, I didn't really care. But
that's a good day then.
That is a good day.
Happy,
oh, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I had chili afterwards.
Oh,
I know. It was literally an awesome day. But, yeah, road tripping. I am a great person to road trip with.
Why is that?
I don't know about this.
Because I don't pee a lot. Oh. So you won't have to make stops for me.
See, it
but
just
But you just
kinda
said
depends.
You'd be asleep for the whole thing.
If you gray.
Another reason. We wouldn't argue. I just true. Sleep.
If we did it with, like, all three of us, I think that would work. Yeah. Because I stay awake.
I just have conversations by myself. Like, yeah. If you both fell asleep, I'd be like, Pop 10, like, how was your day? Like, oh, it's good, Nisa. Like, how are you doing?
Do the voices.
But if you stopped and we got food, like, I'd be so happy. I'd be up and then I'd fall back asleep.
Good. I don't like it when it's just me who has to stop and get food because I feel like fat, you know what I'm saying? So I like it when other people are like,
please.
No, I'll get
when
food
they suggest,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like, no, let's totally eat. I'm like, good, because that can't be me. And then you're on the same eating schedule.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's the best.
If I could, I'd literally eat every hour in the car if I was road
I mean,
tripping.
You have to.
You have to.
That makes the time go by faster.
Let's move on. Our next question topic is, where have you road tripped to? Or what was your favorite place?
Oh, I have come home from college, actually, in a minivan. Moved home from Arizona. So that was a very, very long car ride. that was like kind of intense because I was literally moving back home in with my parents. Away.
And oh, then, wow.
Yeah, so that was a little rough one. You had a lot of thinking on your hands in a 16-hour car ride moving back home
to
the grind.
16 hours?
I think it ended up being 16 hours.
No. I couldn't do it.
It was I'm just really thinking about your life and being like, wow, you're really realizing that you're like moving home and you're just shoot.
Back with the parents.
That's just
back
wow.
to no peace and quiet or space.
No space whatsoever. Just, ooh.
What about you, Nisa? Where have you road tripped to or where's your favorite place you road tripped to?
I've road tripped. I mean, what do you count as a road trip? Like, how many hours?
Oh,
you got any
hours? Four maybe is like
Okay.
Maybe the minimum would be
so,
2 hours is long too.
Okay, I like Redding and like Mount Shasta. Like I don't know that Humboldt. I've been to Humboldt.
Okay,
and then Oregon and L.A. Oh. I go down to L.A. a lot in Santa Barbara.
Well, Oregon's a real road trip.
Yeah.
That takes forever.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't count because I technically didn't drive because it was like an 8th grade trip.
You were still
but I was
in
a
car.
Yeah. With like my best friend. No, I didn't really like any of the people that we had in it. So
see,
I was
that's
just horrible.
Tough.
But I don't think I've actually. Oh, and then like Vegas. But I haven't really gone like anywhere. I would love to, honestly, like with a future like partner or like significant other or like just a best friend, just to literally go like into every state, kind of like do the thing where you just drive your way through the U.S.
for that long. I feel like it's dangerous. Like I feel like that would cause many arguments.
That would be so sad.
Maybe we would take it like in regions, then up the north,
start
and then we
slow.
Go to the south. Yeah. Or, like maybe it's. I think it's just the south that I really want
to
do this.
That
with.
Would be really fun to do
because
it with someone. But
you
if can you
literally ruin a relationship.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
With that.
Well, now there you go. That works.
Oh, definitely.
So then, nothing too crazy. But yeah, those are the main. Those are the
main places
I've road tripped. Yeah.
Let's see, DJ Wonderless back. I've road tripped to Vegas when I was little and I was squished in the back with my siblings. That wasn't fun at all because there was no room whatsoever and everyone was complaining the whole time. Everyone had their iPods on full blast. No one could hear their own music. Some people would actually be singing out loud and then you really couldn't hear your own music and then you were annoyed of their tone deaf voice. Which was not good.
Yeah.
None of my siblings
can't
sing.
Deal.
So, and I can't sing either. So, you can tell my mom was really annoyed with us.
Oh, especially if you're the driver and you have little kids. Are you kidding me? I don't think I would be able to do that. Like, kids are screaming and crying. That's just a whole other ball game. But if, like, oh, God, if you have annoying kids, it's kind of like,
I love you. I know I gave birth to you, but I can't do this right now.
I have to like you, but.
Just that statement. If you have annoying kids.
Please don't give me your annoying kids.
Couldn't do it.
I will not drive them.
I can't imagine. Well, then, so yeah, it's the same thing, I guess, on air. Like, I feel genuinely bad for like a parent
I know.
Baby's crying because you can tell they feel bad and like there's always those jerks who are like make that baby stop and
you can't make a baby
travel it's,
especially since doesn't it hurt their ears
I think it hurts. I'm
pops
22
baby,
and I still complain
ears. But their ears are so
I need gum my ears are popping the air pressure like literally I say that so I can't imagine for a poor little kid because
they don't know what to do.
And then if you tell them like it's not like your head's not exploding it's just the air pressure they probably still will be like no I don't understand what you're saying.
And, like, babies can't do the gum trick.
No.
Mm-mm. Like, you can't smack on gum
babies
when you're a baby.
Babies don't even have teeth. Some babies don't have teeth.
Oh, man.
So that definitely
wouldn't
work.
That's when you just got to ship them.
Ship them. Wow.
I was thinking, can you, give a baby something to make it go to sleep? Like, not exactly, like...
Right.
My mom did to me, not completely drug a baby, but give it some.
What if, could you give him a food coma? Like if you literally made them eat so much baby food that they'd be like, bro, I got it.
I think that's not good for a baby.
Have a little siesta.
I don't think you have to deal with the diaper on the
plane. Yeah. In the tiny bathroom. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, to all you doctors out there, start working on not a drug, but a little sleepy time
maybe
thing
that's
for babies.
What we should make up. Invent that.
Mm-hmm. Trademark that.
Oh my gosh.
All right, guys. Well, we will be right back with DJ Wonderlust and DJ Pop 10 on Penguin Radio.
Tribeca, right next to the narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice CeeLo, 3 card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple Eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold. In vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Shit.
Welcome back, everyone, with Coast to Coast with DJ Wonderless and DJ Pop 10 on Penguin Radio. Next, we are going through the top 10 places to see in New York City, which brings us to our next point, and our place this week is going to be New York.
Woo! New York, New York! Yay. Hey, who do I sound like, guys?
What?
Flava Flav.
Flava Flav.
Oh, dude, that is so weird.
But you remember that episode with New York, New York? Because she's from New York.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
That was a great reenactment.
That was real good.
I know. Real good. Perfectly. You guys are giving me.
You're so good, Dole. You're so good.
Look ever right now. But whatever. We're going.
I liked it.
It's all right. Whatever.
Ooh, I'm excited. Okay. Our first destination, New York.
Top one. Woo. Is Rockefeller Plaza. And this place holds a special place in my heart for many reasons, but mostly just how beautiful it really is and how much history that it truly holds. I would recommend Top of the Rock. It's pretty pricey, $32 to go up, but the views are incredible, and I mean, you really just can't get those views anywhere else.
Yeah. Excuse you? You said $32.
$32.
To see.
Per person.
On top of a rock?
No.
Oh, what?
It's not a literal rock. It's Rockefeller Plaza. So it's the top.
This.
It's top of the rock. So it's 60 floors. So you go to the top floor.
So you're just on top of a building.
Of a building. But you get the New York skyline.
Huh. And you have to pay $32.
It's so nice. You guys, the views are incredible.
Skyline.
Are you guys judging my first pick?
No, not at all.
It's perfect.
You could do
free things there, too. I just haven't gotten there yet.
I'm just kind of amazed. $32 to be on the rooftop.
Okay. Well, this comes to my next point. Home Alone took place in this monumental place right in front of that Rockefeller Christmas tree. And who wouldn't want to spend the day in a place where Kevin was in Home Alone?
That's kind of true.
Okay.
That sells me.
Okay. Come on. That sells you, right? Mm.
That sold me.
He
right
met
there.
His mom there.
Oh,
it's
my god.
That's a good movie. That was a good movie.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about now. That's all you
have
to
tell me. The Christmas tree in Rockefeller, it's beautiful. So go during Christmas.
Okay.
It's there until January 6th.
We'll might be worth the
so next year.
Bucks.
We'll make it. When we make it over into the East Coast.
Yeah. There's ice skating. Ice skating's November to April. Ice skating in Rockefeller is incredible.
So you got to tell us the schedule. Okay, I know.
I've never actually ice skated. It was too expensive, but it is incredible looking at people falling.
Was it? Was it more than the $32?
It is. It is around $30 to do. You really can't get anything in New York. Can't do anything in New York.
It's like Hawaii. Like it's just so. It's just expensive.
You have to at least spend $30 on something that you're doing there. But it's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
Comes with the experience.
Just ice skating, though, in general, is so expensive. I tried going this last Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And
where'd you go? The city?
No, just in Walnut Creek.
Oh, okay.
Near Danville.
Okay.
And, I mean, you get tired after a little bit, but you spend the $30 and you only go around the circle, the small circle, for, like, two times
That's
and you're worn out.
That's it.
And like, you're just tired.
Mm-hmm. You're literally
exhausted.
And then your skates, you have to keep retying them, and it's just...
Well, I am probably the least coordinated person in this room.
Oh, dude.
So,
Do you
fall? Oh, I fall. I'm afraid, so I hold onto the edge.
Yeah.
And they're like, ma'am,
stop.
You need to get off the edge.
I don't even get on the ice. I put my skates on, and then I'm like, you know what? The hot chocolate seems really good here.
Oh, that's my favorite part. Every time I went skiing, I would always be like, can we just go get some hot chocolate? Like, I don't want to do this.
That's how it ends.
Please.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you have to do it. You just have to go there. You have to experience it. Mm-hmm. The buildings around there are incredible. The food is really good. You can get anything there. You could really, honestly, it's New York City. You can go anywhere within like a block and find anything you want.
It's I just love how amazing. Hot dogs are like always
be
on the street.
Street food
is
incredible. Like what street food is good and doesn't like make you sick?
Well, that's why I trust New York street food, but like in
100%.
The city sometimes it's like a little bit like I see you smiling, buddy. Like I feel like you did something
little sketchy.
Sausages like
little
smiling.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
it's
New York
definitely...
they just, I trust them. I don't know what it is. It's like my grandpa cooking hot dogs. I just see the dude behind the little cart. I'm like, I just, you look trusting, man.
The like peanuts.
Trust you with my life.
Can get from there.
I was just going to say.
Oh my gosh.
Did
honey
you
roasted?
See the Kardashian show where they're like, okay, the roasted nuts, you have to get them. They're so good.
Oh, they're incredible.
And they literally stopped at like every corner searching for the roasted nuts.
Oh, I know. And I don't know what they were doing. They might have been a little lost. They are literally on every corner in New York. They're just everywhere. They're like, literally, Cam, like, walking around trying to find
them. Okay, court.
They're, like, running around. Like, they're everywhere. You guys don't have to go very far.
Oh, gosh.
My second place, if you are an early bird that likes to get the worm type of person, the number two is right for place for you. This is the Today Plaza, also located in Rockefeller Plaza. You can see concerts during the summer, watch live segments, and if you're lucky, see some really great talent there too. It's pretty amazing. Like, you can kind of just do anything there. I mean, you literally walk to the left of your, like, where your surroundings, and the Today Plaza is just right there.
Huh.
You can peek through, stalk your favorite celebrity crush.
I'll do that.
You can do anything. Yeah, you get free concerts there if you get early.
Oh, do you think Justin Bieber might be there?
He was a couple times.
Stop.
I know.
I love
Justin. Yeah, you have to go in the summer, though, to those concerts because they have them inside. And
I always wondered about those things because I feel like I've seen them on TV. And,
oh,
like,
it's so
fun.
How
do people, like, how do you do it? Where do you show up? Now I know.
You just show up there.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit there. If you want to sleep there all night, you can. Camp out.
Wouldn't that be freezing, though?
I mean, if you went in the summer, you're good.
Oh, hand warmers. True.
They have to stuff them everywhere. The concert series until, like, probably, like, September. Maybe, yeah. And then they're like, okay, it's getting cold.
Oh, dear.
It's time to shut that down.
Shut that down.
Shut it down.
Can't have people turning into icicles.
No, you really
can't.
Not.
Do it.
Mm-mm.
What's the third?
Third.
I want to hear the third place.
Central Park.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay, there we go. First place I've been.
My favorite place in New York. I can't even tell you.
You know what I hate?
I have to say.
When Law and Order, like, SVU does the whole, like, when they have scenarios of, like, a woman getting, like, attacked in Central Park. I'm like, don't you ruin this magical place. Because I loved it.
It's so, oh, my God. Are you kidding? I mean, at night, wouldn't recommend getting there at night.
Oh, no.
Probably not the best place for you to be.
Unless you have, like, a gang of, like...
Yeah, unless you have some people that can back you up. Definitely would stay in home.
Got to go in a big group.
Yeah.
Big have a group. Cult.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Whenever I would get homesick, I would literally walk to the park and just pet dogs. There's just dogs everywhere. You just, like, got to cuddle them.
That's
one place
fix.
You can find, like, a good, easy fix. Mm-hmm. That is just one place. You just go pet a couple animals, steal some if you want to. Depends what.
That's what I did.
So... Is this the place where they have the Alice in Wonderland set up?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Okay,
that
was
the statue, yeah.
My favorite. Like, I went to New York when I was about 12 or 13.
Oh,
this
wow.
This was the trip with my grandparents. Mm-hmm. And I just remember going there, and it's huge. I didn't realize that you could climb on top of it. And
it's huge.
I don't know. I just didn't picture it to be that big. And then also, wasn't Stuart Little in there? Like, wasn't the movie...
Was it really?
Oh, was
right?
it?
Right? Right? They had, like...
We got to look that up, too.
Yeah, we can Google
going crazy?
That. We have
no,
a Google
you
list.
Could be right, because I barely remember Stuart Little. Barely.
Yeah, that show was... That's got that TV... That movie. Not
yeah,
TV
movie.
Show.
You got it.
Movie. I got it. Third time's a charm. No, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, don't they have water?
See that a little bit, but...
They have water, right? And weren't they having, like, the boat races or whatever?
Oh! That was in Central...
You.
Oh, my God.
That
totally
is the weirdest
right.
memory I've ever...
That was weird. Is that your favorite
How did you
movie?
Remember? Okay. Huh. But I totally know what she's saying.
I know exactly where that was. And that
we got it.
Pod.
We're picking up what you're putting down.
See?
We get
Thank
it.
You.
Gotcha. You have to take a carriage ride in Central Park, though. It's it's amazing.
That sounds so romantic. Did you?
I didn't do it with.
I would do it with me.
I did it with my mom.
Snacks.
But
oh, there we go.
My mom and my godmother. That was it.
Ooh, romantic.
As long as
that's
you have
all
company,
that I needed.
You're totally fine. You're totally fine.
Let's see about that fourth.
That
Please.
Fourth one is the Circle Line Tour. If you're going to do anything touristy, it's this boat that takes you around the Hudson River.
Oh.
Amazing. Just totally the best touristy thing I think you could do. I mean.
What's it called again?
Circle Line.
Circle
Line. It's a boat. Huh. It's really, it's awesome.
I thought
it's
it just like takes you in circles on the water.
Yeah, that's all it does. Just get a little dizzy.
It's a little deceiving. I mean, you'd think
you
it
would.
Think.
No, it just circles around the Hudson. It's awesome because I don't like doing that much touristy things. Like, yeah. I like to rather just, like, see what I want to see. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
But here, you kind of get the whole touristy vibe. The guides know so much, like, awesome information, and they know their stuff on that boat. So they definitely hire the right people. And not to mention, you see Lady Liberty give you plenty of photo ops.
I've
beautiful,
been.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, so you've been on the Circle Line thing.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, we were talking
you
about
you get,
this
like,
earlier.
Photo ops on both sides of the boat. Like, it's so amazing. You get two photo ops. I mean, they think of everyone on the boat.
I was really excited to see Lady Liberty because I got
Lib
the
is
hat.
A baddie.
And, yeah, I did.
You got the
and
hat. Wow.
And even that's a few commitment. Halloweens ago, I was Lady Liberty for Halloween.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
We should tell you something. Little
there
lady
we go.
Lib.
You were so influenced by that.
Oh, I was.
My gosh. That later. Is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
If I could show everyone a picture right now, I'd show you.
I really would love to
proof,
see that.
For like,
what
I
is the hat? What did the hat look like? That's like.
It was awesome. It was a headband.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. That's pretty.
And
you
I
still
carried
wear
around
that.
Like a little. Stop
like
it.
A torch.
Yeah, I had a little torch that had like
my.
A light.
You were Lady Liberty.
I was so
for
into
the
it.
Day.
Straight
all
up,
in blue.
Straight up. Like, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
No,
if Wanderlust stood up there. Yeah, like, apart from the, what is it, 200 feet or something? The 200 height difference.
Oh
yeah.
I mean, that'd be
it
probably
it's
the
quite
only.
The height difference.
Oh yeah.
Probably the only difference. But anyway, yeah.
Goals.
That's a little
major
fun little
goals right now.
Fact about DJ Wanderlust.
I like it.
I like that fact.
She was Lady
like
Liberty
that.
For Halloween.
Lady Lib. Number five.
Cinco, right?
Yes, okay. Cinco. These aren't really in a particular order either. These aren't like top. These aren't
okay.
like 10
okay.
minus
they're
the
just
one.
The 10 places
they're
to
the
go.
10
okay.
best places. Times Square. Great place. Yep, that is the exact reaction. It's frightening.
It's just.
I love. I do like Times Square. It's amazing. But, and if it's your first time visiting, totally do it.
Mind-blowing,
yeah. Mind-blowing. If you are just afraid of Times Square, like I am, mm-hmm. and those little Elmo things, those little creatures are running around, they want to take your picture, it is not the best place to
if
be.
If you're a mentally unstable human who has, like, anxiety
my.
From, like, crowds,
yeah.
don't go. Like,
I don't
you'll kill yourself.
This.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's just,
you will not be the happiest camper.
Mm-hmm. You guys are saying you guys don't like Times Square.
Oh. I've gotten lost in Times Square multiple times. It is honestly, like, not the place to be ever.
Huh. For me, it was more of...
I'm looking like, at her face right now, Nisa's reaction, and it's literally, it's right, it's priceless right now.
Well, because for me, like, Times Square was the first initial, like, place we saw when my father and I went to New York, and he used to live there, so it was fine with him, but I remember, like, I got out from the subway, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, okay, like, this is cool, like, they had a Super Bowl, like, advertisement, because it was around that time, like, we went, like, around January or whatever, and then... I walked around for like 5 minutes and I was like, yeah, I can't do this right now. Like,
it's
I'm going to punch
not.
Someone in the face because people keep running into me. And like, it's just,
I mean,
it's crazy. And yeah,
yeah,
you see stuffed animals. I feel like I had been drinking for like the whole day. When
everywhere
I didn't
you
have,
turn.
Like,
sometimes they'll literally,
no, that's what I'm
sometimes
saying.
Sometimes they'll
like,
literally take off their mask. Like they're on a break, but all the little kids see your mask off right now. They're probably just like in such
it.
A frenzy. They're probably like, mom.
It's just one of those
why?
Places where like, you can't like have your own thoughts. I feel like,
no.
So being in Times Square for just a few minutes kind of made me realize, like, this is awesome to experience New York City and this place, but I definitely think I'm a California kid.
Girl at heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys are
the
crazy.
Atmosphere is just very different for me.
It is.
Like, everyone's crazy. So, I feel like, so busy and, like, you like people just don't seem as happy. Like, into,
yeah.
like, you know what
happy.
I mean? Like, it's just,
happy.
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys are ruining it for me.
You loved
it?
Well, oh, how old? You were 12
yeah,
and 13?
How old
were
you?
Yeah, but
see,
I
dreams
still
came true.
Loved shopping at that
fun.
Age.
Yeah.
The only thing that really scared me was the taxi drivers. And when you were crossing streets,
I have
you
a story of
would
a taxi
almost
driver.
Get hit. Like, I literally
taxis
almost
are
got
no joke. But they know what
over.
They're doing. They really, truly know what they're doing.
They're
not
crazy.
The one I had when I had
no.
a drive to JFK.
I agree with that statement.
No.
He picked me up at 4 in the morning. And he really friendly guy, but he literally was driving. It had to be like 35 miles per hour on the highway. And I kept looking at my dad like, is he falling asleep? And he was swerving into other lanes. And there were like semis and huge trucks.
You caught him on a bad day.
And they would honk at him and he would swerve into them even more. I'm like, you go the other way when people honk at you. You like are supposed to go. So it just wasn't.
Not your day.
No. So I don't know. But I props to them. Anyone who drives in the city.
I know.
I wouldn't do it, though.
No.
Like, it would stress me out.
You don't need a
out.
Car in New York.
You
they
walk.
Have the best transportation. You walk, subway.
And there's the weight thing I was telling you about. You stay in great shape that way.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Subway, you see some really entertaining things.
Oh, you do.
But
that
some crazy people, some nice
it
people.
It would stress me out if I had a car.
Oh, yeah.
Stress
oh,
me
no.
out.
Can you imagine driving, like, a lifted truck through that?
Oh.
Like, that would be a... I don't know how I would
do. I don't even think I would drive a smart car in the
Mm-mm.
city.
Mm-mm.
Like, you know me and my anxiety and stress. Like, I would be a
no
nervous,
we'd break down
wreck.
Pretty quick. Nothing
nervous
good.
Wreck.
But like, so it's props. But good for you. I'm glad you liked. I'm glad we have one
yeah,
person who
I'm
liked
glad
Times
we have
Square.
One person. I'm sure a lot of people love Times Square.
Yeah. And I'm over exaggerating. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm being a little bit dramatic. Like, yeah. I could deal, but it just wasn't like, it was nice to see, but it's like,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm
so
sure
much.
It was different for me because I was younger and you look up and you see all the screens.
That's true.
Yeah.
You
that's
see the
true.
Cool cup of noodle thing.
Hey.
I don't know why.
I got stoked when I saw
that.
We head. Can agree on the cup of noodles.
And, oh, I went to that toy store. What is it called?
Oh, F.A. Schwartz?
Yeah.
Oh, that, like, that shut down.
Stop.
I hate to break. Oh, no.
Stop.
Yeah, it's done.
They
her face just
her, your face
dropped.
Looks like I just told you. Like,
wait, the piano with the keys?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
that
done.
Was in the movie Big.
Oh, it was
Tom
in
Hanks?
Home Alone too.
Whoa, that was that's an actual place
yeah,
that exists.
Place. I know it's an actual
and I
place.
Went, and it was
oh, you're so lucky.
Place.
It's so yeah, it was, and then it closed. I oh.
How do you close a place? With
how
a giant
do you do that?
Piano? How dare them? I'm going to write a letter
the kids
to somebody.
Probably
I don't
just
know who
like,
yet, but
crush.
Just complain.
The kids were like, this is the worst.
The governor of New York. Just how
the
could
governor.
You let it happen?
Oh, God.
What's
six.
What are we on? Six. Okay.
We are on six.
Oh, my gosh.
Soho.
Ooh.
South of Houston Street is what it stands for.
I never.
Huh,
I
right?
literally just thought it was S-O-H-O. And that
it
was
is it. S-O-H-O, but it stands
but
for
actually
something.
Is abbreviated for something.
I know.
I
got some
that.
Fun facts.
Never knew that.
Oh, actually, back to Times Square really quick.
Uh-huh.
Fun fact.
I was going to say, like, no.
No. $400. $400 to go to an Olive Garden on New Year's Eve to sit down and eat. At an Olive Garden.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
You're, are you at an Olive Garden?
$400 per person. Per
New Year's Eve. It's
on an
Olive Garden.
Can you imagine what a TGI Fridays would be?
Ooh.
A Friday. Like,
how much would
imagine?
McDonald's be then? Like,
yeah.
They bump, McDonald's becomes like a beautiful.
Oh, can you? I,
McDonald's just automatically becomes Cheesecake Factory those nights.
Yeah.
Everyone's well, like,
that is unbelievable.
That
I'm sorry. Who are the dumb people who are actually going to Olive Garden?
Because you could probably you can see the ball from there.
Oh,
that's why
I would order Chinese food and scale a building.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would totally.
$20 right there. That's
that
it.
So, $20.
$20. Fried rice and a
spent
fortune cookie.
Ooh,
and your life on the line.
Yeah,
scaling a building.
Literally,
I would befriend the Spider-Man before from Times Square. I'm sure you can find like five Spider-Mans.
Yeah,
someone needs to know how to scale a building. Somewhat.
Yeah, okay, so number
yeah,
six.
Oh, we're back to six. Oh,
okay, sorry. Soho, South
I've
of Houston.
Okay. I feel like I've heard things.
It's like very basic. It's a very basic place to be, but it has such cute shops and restaurants.
Oh, I thought it was more of like an uppity up. Like everyone's like, I'm going to go to, oh, okay.
I mean, but
it
you can find cheap things. Like if you really look,
yeah.
You can find it.
Okay. Like they have it's, like one thrift store there.
They have like a half of a thrift store. I don't know if
not
they even know
full.
What a thrift store is in Soho, but
Wait, so you shopped there? Did you get anything?
I bought a Christmas present for my friend there, but it was an Annie and what's Alex and Annie bracelet. But it's like
ooh,
what?
I
it was like $28.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have like a store there. Like you can get affordable
okay.
things. But
that'd be a few years.
I had to go because it didn't mail it to me, so I had to go to the legit store. But that's New York. You can get to a store in like
yeah.
an hour
mm-hmm.
if you need to. So it was pretty, it was good. It was a good time. But you just have to walk around, get the experience. It's incredible. It's so much fun.
Huh. So we'll have to check out Soho then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely mm-hmm. going to be on my list mm-hmm. next time
bucket
I get
list.
To New York.
It's so cute. It's just a cute place to be. My seven.
Oh, here we go.
Is... You'll like this one. See a sports game.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go to your Yankees game. Nope, don't boo.
I am a
huge Yankees. DJ Pop 10 is a huge Yankees fan.
I found this out like a couple semesters ago, I just remember with Derek giving Jeter. Her
Wanderlust.
A dirty look.
Wanderlust. We gotta murder her now.
I know. I'm afraid to tell people.
Lock her out of the studio.
Because I think people would actually be mad.
I respect that though.
Derek Jeter is the greatest man in the world.
I respect. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Yankees are. It's the Yankees.
Oh, it's the Yankees. I was like full. No. Oh my god.
Said like Mets or something. I'd be like.
Oh yeah.
Bit, like,
that's just not okay.
My dad used to tell me stories when he used to live there. He'd be like, I went to Shea Stadium. My dad lived there maybe like in his early 20s. He'd be like, I used to go to Shea Stadium and get hot dogs and a beer for 50 cents and watch the game. And I was like,
what?
Yeah, Pop, it's not like that no more.
No.
I spend $50 and I like it's
brutal.
Unbelievable when you go for
okay,
oh my god.
Last time we went to a Giants game, we spent we got beer too.
It's our own fault though. Like
see?
I know how much it is.
You gotta
like,
bring
I
in your own
eat.
Beer. What are you guys doing?
I didn't know you could bring your own. The people next to me brought like their own deli sandwiches.
You can sneak it in. You could easily sneak it in. You guys gotta come on. Ball out of budget.
This is the problem though. I need hot dogs when I watch baseball.
That's
and it's hard to, you know, do that. And then their hot fudge sundae, like a beer, this is gonna be gross, but a beer goes excellent. A Coors Light goes excellent with those hot fudge sundaes.
That sounds horrendous.
I had to watch her eat that and drink
that sounds real horrible.
It was really interesting.
That does not
to
sound like a good time.
Not at all.
She's seen me eat some pretty weird concoctions, but whatever works. That's what gets me through the beautiful 9 innings.
If that's what that's makes true. You feel better. There you go.
It definitely makes it more entertaining.
Yankee Stadium is amazing.
Oh my gosh. So you went, like, did you only go to like one when you were there or
I was working a lot.
Are they pretty expensive or are they like Giants tickets?
No,
like
you can get bleacher. You can get like cheap $20 tickets.
Good.
So you're just going to be in a horrible.
So I love baseball.
Oh,
but
I love it.
The nosebleed seats.
It's still so much fun.
That's where the fun
that's
people
where the fun
are,
people
man.
Are. Oh, yeah. So real. The nosebleeds is where it's at.
You can talk smack and then no one will really hear you.
No one says anything. They talk smack with you.
Exactly. That's crazy then. Okay, so definitely I agree with that one, hands down.
100%. Number 8, take a subway ride. My favorite, but not so favorite, way of transportation is the 6. Geez. It is amazing. Shout out to the 6.
I didn't even know that.
No, you guys, do you remember that episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Yay.
Where they're
you
like
the
literally,
I don't know
sitting,
anything about
they're
this.
Literally sitting on the subway and they're like asking a man if they like if he's ever killed anyone. And it's like, really? Are you guys serious? Have you ever killed anyone?
Jeez, man. I couldn't like, even figure what? Out how to like. Get a ticket for the sub. Like, you know what I mean? How they have those booths where you can like, go. I'm just like, I don't
it's
even.
It's cheap. If you're there for if you're in New York for 2 weeks,
no,
you
totally
to.
Realistic. Like,
you know, like, get a cheap ticket.
I don't know. I mean, it scares me.
Oh.
You're underground.
I know.
And
it's unpredictable.
All these people packed in one place. This is just like
crazy
BART.
People. Yeah.
I have the worst experiences. Every time I go on BART,
I've never taken BART
throws
in my
up
life.
On
ew.
Near
oh
me.
My
not
God.
On me. Near me. And it grosses me out and it smells the whole time. And then I have to think about every time I go on there, okay, I'm going to see someone either throw up or someone probably threw up here.
Yeah. That's all that goes through your mind.
Really gross.
For me, I could just imagine, like, I totally agree. Like, if you're a New Yorker and you don't take the subway or, like, you drive, it's a little bit like, are you stupid, man? But I feel like for any of us, since we've driven all of our life, like, that's what we're used to. If we need to go somewhere, we drive. I feel like it would be a crazy switch.
Oh, definitely.
To, like, have to go from having your own car to taking the subway.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-mm. So, subway. Uh-uh.
Subway.
Number 9.
Subway,
let's
yes.
see if number 9 tops off that. I really
go
want
to a
sandwich a
museum.
Now. Okay.
Yes.
See, this
the
is
MoMA.
What I was talking about
your educational
earlier.
Aspect.
The MoMA is amazing.
What's it called?
The MoMA, Museum of Modern Art. There's like a little container of soy sauce in a box, and they called it art. And once you have that, you know, it's a legit place.
Can
that
I bring like
sushi?
Chow mein? And
I know. I was a little hungry after that. I was
put it inside the
sushi
box.
Sushi sounds good for dinner tonight.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
That
does sound
really,
really
good. Now you're making me hungry for sushi.
I know. Yeah. Oof.
I saw that face, Nisa.
You guys made me lose my appetite. I don't like sushi, people.
Oh, ew.
I love it, people.
Oh.
So good.
Good. They can go out with you guys then if
they want sushi. Everyone can go out with us.
If you want chicken wings and ribs, you can come with me. okay. So, okay. MoMA.
Yeah. MoMA.
Is it okay? This I don't want to make like a judgment, but is it like Asian art? If it's like soy sauce?
No, no, it's just like a lot of different stuff.
Okay, so they abstract. It's very
it's very like hands-on kind of thing. And oh, that's I love good. That.
I like when you can.
I know when they say torture. Do not touch. It's like that's not even fair.
Oh, you can touch the art.
Yeah. If you want to.
That's really cool.
They probably don't encourage you just have to, it, but they yeah. probably don't.
Like a
they
light,
don't also
like a responsible,
not.
Like...
Yeah. You got to be able to do, yeah. like, a little bit.
Okay, that's actually pretty cool.
That is cool.
Because I'm that person who yeah, will like, touch everything I have, at a museum yeah. and
very
then get
visual
yelled at.
And, like, I need to see the texture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Leads me to number 10. Walk the High Line. Which what? Is a 1.45 mile long... linear park built in Manhattan on an elevated section of disused New York Railroad. But
good
I
God, is it safe?
It's very safe. Like, it's there's so beautiful.
Barricades that will keep you in.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful. It's so nice. It's like a nice little exercise thing.
Wait.
Bring your tennis shoes.
You're up in the air or what?
Kind of. You're kind of in the air, but you're not in the air. You're on like a path. Picture it as like a running trail.
Okay. I'm so understanding nice. This.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds very like tranquil.
It's legit. It is very tranquil.
Oh. I never heard
good
of
exercise.
This when I went.
Me neither.
So, good to run. Good place to run.
Is it free?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
That's the best of it.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's pretty amazing.
That one might have to be the first. Okay.
We
might
for
have
to, free. That's yeah. when oh,
we'll do that several times.
Lit yeah. up. Anything for free, times. I'll do that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Huh. Sorry,
exercise
Rockefeller Center.
Sorry,
you can
Rockefeller
wait.
Center.
That's $32 sad. Bucks, same.
And the ice skating.
And
what
the ice skating. Good $60 that day.
That's crazy.
I know, it's
those are
awesome.
Some good 10 places. I learned a lot.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Thank you.
For
thank
that.
You very
thanks
much.
For that, Pop 10.
Hey, of course. All right, you guys, we'll be right back with you with DJ Wonderlust and DJ Pop 10 on Penguin Radio.
What do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no. What do you mean? Hey, yeah. When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What do you mean? Oh, what do you mean? Since you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? You're so indecisive, what I'm saying. Trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy, you're complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? You're all protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Time, what do you mean?
Oh, baby.
Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
Back, everyone, to Coast with DJ Wonderlust and DJ Pop 10 on Penguin Radio.
Woo! Woo, woo. We're back!
Yay! I love this show!
Thanks, Nisa.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
So much support. So much support.
So what's next on our list of topics?
What is next? Top 10 places to eat and still ball on a budget.
Heck yes. Now we're talking.
Balling on a budget, let me tell you, in one of the most expensive cities in the world, it's not an easy thing to do. But
give us your wisdom.
There are definitely ways to do it. You got to find the hole in the wall kind of place.
I love those. Those are my favorite.
And just delicious food.
They don't give me food poisoning. It's a go.
Yeah, exactly. You sometimes have to test it out.
It's the only limitation I have.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only one. Top, well, I would say the top one is Little Italy. It is the cutest little place I have ever been to.
I feel like I've seen it in like every Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Where he always takes like the love character out. The love character. The love interest out.
Ooh,
I don't know. I feel like Big Daddy or something. I feel like I always.
That movie was so cute.
They went to Little Italy.
They did?
I could be wrong. I could be very, very wrong.
Yeah, you
wrong.
Better look this up, because now I'm
Yeah, we have a lot of things
curious.
To Google after this. Yeah.
So what about, I want to hear about this. I want to hear
it's
about Italian
so cute.
Food.
It's so cute. It has little lights streamed, like, all across the thing. It says Little Italy. It's adorable. It's just the little cheap Italian food. A hint is to look for the hole in the wall here, because that is, I found the best Italian food that they have.
Wow, okay.
The little hole in the wall. Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Super cute, though. Mm-hmm. It's in the heart of Lower Manhattan.
Okay.
Oh.
So, random question, but are there a lot of Italian places there? Don't yeah. I say
oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot of Italians
There's just
that
so
live
much
there?
Bread. There's oh. just a plethora of just carbs.
Like, you go to New York,
everywhere.
You have to have a a slice of pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just, or like the pasta. It's
that's
just,
the thing, yeah. Their carbs like a second there Italy. Are like,
Done.
I don't even know.
Done.
You're just
weirdly enough, when I went there, I don't think I had Italian food.
That
I had
is
pizza.
Probably every New Yorker's nightmare is what you just said.
I understand, because, I mean, now you're talking about Little Italy, but I really don't think I went to.
Like, you were never walking Italian around on the street being like, oh, I should get a slice. I'm kind of hungry.
Well, I think I had maybe one slice of pizza, but not like a
the actual East Coast like
dinner. Italian
from Domino's
dinner.
Okay. We got you. You know what? That's going to be, we'll
it's
add
fine.
That to next time.
We'll add that to next
time.
We
got to
get her, we got to get some pizza in her. Some actual pizza.
That episode of The Office when he's like in New York City and he's like, oh, we have to stop at the best
it's
pizza.
Sparrow's.
It's Sparrow's Pizza. He's like walking that. In. He's like, yeah.
I remember that. He's like, my favorite joint. And then
my
they zoom out and it's
joint.
Just Sparrow's Pizza.
Sparrow's.
It's like, dude, we got that
like
here.
The
we
worst
got that over
pizza
at Northgate Mall. That ain't nothing, Michael Scott.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love that episode.
I would want to... You know what? That's one way I'll gladly go back to Times Square.
Oh, yeah.
If Michael Scott comes with me.
If Michael Scott, yep.
Yep.
Oh, stop. Oh. Don't even joke.
Number two. I want to hear
number
two now. I'm getting hungry.
Underneath 30 Rock, it is amazing.
Underneath 30... Like,
beautiful. Beautiful building.
Okay.
It's a little kind of... It's they have a bunch of food. It's like a little hidden village of all you can eat.
Is it like a food court kind of thing?
Kind
where
of.
Where you have like
but
different
it's like
options?
Amazing food. Like it has sushi. It has sandwiches. It has Ben and Jerry's is down there. Pizza. It
ben
has
and Jerry's.
Literally
Done.
Everything that
Done.
You would want at your fingertips.
So did you go there a lot?
I did. I went there a lot just because like it's super easy. Like I would treat myself once a week because you can't go out every single day or I would probably be in a lot of debt right now.
That's not balling on a budget.
Not balling on a budget.
Can't do it.
Mm-mm, not. Amazing. Harry's Pizza.
Harry's.
From what I've heard.
She's rubbing her stomach right now. I just
I'm
saw that
so
little. She's
a little bit of. Oh my gosh. Harry's Pizza. I always bring my non-gluten-free friends there because they love it.
Good.
Amazing. I've heard nothing but good things.
Can't imagine being gluten or the, what do you call it? Lactose?
Lactate. Yeah. That would be horrible.
I'm neither of those. So
can
I
you imagine being a New Yorker and you can't do gluten or lactate, lactose? Yeah. I don't even know
how to say it.
Like,
I had to do it.
You're...
Yeah.
Oh. I know. Pop 10, I'm so sorry.
Pop 10.
I know.
But you did. You know what? You had to, you made an exception.
Yeah, I know.
Was it worth it you then? Have to. Harry's Pizza was worth it?
No, I didn't eat it. I bring my...
couldn't have it.
I thought she said she made
an
exception.
I know. I had to bring my non-gluten-free...
gluten-free crust?
No, it's terrible. Not a lot of Italians do. They don't even know what gluten is. Well, they don't think it exists.
I don't think any Italians are allergic to...
No.
In California, I know that they
have... Yeah,
because
it's California. Oh, California. It's like, yeah, it's gluten-free is the thing now.
Yeah, everything, everywhere you go.
New York, I feel like they throw you out. Be like,
yeah, they're like, gluten. What is that?
What's gluten?
Gluten.
What are you talking about?
Gluten.
What are you talking about, Joey?
There you go with your accent again.
That was good.
Okay, so we have. Okay, that place sounds bomb.
You can find anything. That's the thing, is they have stuff
variety.
That's gluten free. So it's like done.
Sushi. You said sushi, right?
Sushi. They had salad.
There's another place. We're all going to be happy there. You guys,
we all would
sushi.
Be happy. Yes.
I'll get my sandwich and my pizza and my Ben and Jerry's
sandwich.
Sam
food
can,
right now. Let's just keep going.
Yeah. Woo, woo.
Mm-hmm.
Serendipity.
Sam sandwiches sound so good.
Ooh, sandwiches. Yummy.
All right, so third.
Serendipity. I'm sure you haven't heard of it. It is the cutest little place in the whole entire world. It has things like hanging from the ceiling. If you have ADD, probably not the best place to be because you're literally like looking like you're just like. Every little thing. There's mirrors on the wall. There's
things hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, like a little
Please
chandelier.
Explain.
They have things popping off of the ceiling. They have
She's
like cars everywhere. Oh my god,
serendipity!
Don't you feel like something's gonna fall on you? When you're
I mean,
eating?
Like
they're
I'm
not
sure
heavy
that's
looking.
A safety hazard. It's the cutest place. It has like these big sundaes. Oh, it's amazing, you guys! It's so cute. It's a popular place.
So, oh, it sounds good. Yeah.
What if you're claustrophobic?
This is not the place for
you're
you.
Screwed.
So I
you're
shouldn't
done.
Go.
No. You should go because
Maybe
it's amazing.
Get the food to go.
The ice cream is worth it. No, you need to broaden your horizon.
She's gonna do like a quick walk around, and then
you're
she's
telling
like,
me there's stuff and mirrors hanging on the wall.
It's pretty intense.
From the ceiling.
It's
that
pretty intense.
Scary.
What if we had you wear a helmet? Would that make you feel better?
Yeah.
In
People
case
would
something
be
fell.
At me.
Nothing.
What if we all wore helmets so that all of everyone would think
we
were crazy?
We went bike riding.
Yeah. We could wear little shorts. We strapped
them
on pretty tight.
Yeah,
we have helmet hair. No one should see this.
Okay,
yeah, we'd be
I'll
fine.
Do that.
Okay,
but yeah,
that's
I'm
the
not
way
going
we
in
we
there.
Can get her to go.
Not that's going sad. In there without safety.
So is it like safety. A? Is it like a? What kind of food? Like American food?
Or? It is. It's like a diner.
Okay.
It has actual food, but the dessert is what they're famous for.
Got it. Yeah,
so
those Sundays
like,
sounded bomb.
Oh, it's so good.
Those do sound bomb.
Okay, my fourth. Street food. We were talking about it earlier, but I have to talk about it again.
This is really not. I really don't like the timing of
you.
You
really have to get.
Right in lunchtime right now.
He's just like starving. She's like going to pass out.
So street food.
I'm right there.
Just talk to me about street
food.
I'm going to start salivating.
You have to get like a hot dog. They're so famous for their street food.
Can I ask you guys a random question?
Yes. Yeah.
How do you like your hot dogs?
I don't like
hot dogs. I can tell. Okay.
Stop.
That's so gross.
Corn dog?
They kind of gross. No,
okay.
I can't.
One or less than how?
It's kind of gross.
This sounds so weird.
I like them
Pop
as a
10
kid.
Let me down.
I like them burnt.
Ew.
No, yeah, but like, what? And then what condiments?
I like just ketchup and onion.
Okay. You can tell a lot
maybe,
about people
no,
from
my,
how they like their
yeah,
hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, my best friend loves hot dogs. But like, I'll eat it if like... I'm
so you
craving
don't, you
it.
You
don't
prefer
I don't
it.
Them. I don't prefer
okay,
it.
Okay, but you'll... Okay, so I thought you meant like you never have touched
no,
a
I
hot
have.
Dog.
No, I have. It's just like...
That is weird.
If I crave it, I crave it.
Yeah. Like on 4th of July. Like
yeah.
Okay, got you.
What did you eat as a kid?
I ate hot dogs. I ate like...
Maybe that's why she doesn't really like them so much now. Like she just got them all
yeah,
out of her
exactly.
system.
I ate like, you know, like normal kid food.
The kind of stuff you can eat and
but
you never gain
like,
weight when you're a
I think
child.
My mom, when she was pregnant with me, I swear she ate a lot of hot dogs is what she told me. And that's maybe
I really
I
like your mom.
I know.
Drugging
right?
you
mom
and
has come
giving
up a
you
lot.
Hot dogs.
Mom should guest star on here.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Okay, back to the... I just
okay,
always
sorry.
I always have to ask. I got diverted.
Number five is ramen.
Oh,
New
yes.
Yorkers
that's,
and
that's
their ramen. Have you guys heard about it before here?
Yes.
Ramen?
In San Francisco.
Okay, no.
Well,
I've
Wanderlust introduced me. I'm not very ethnic when it comes to my food.
She doesn't know how to use chopsticks.
Oh,
and
no.
I've tried.
And they never give me a fork. And it's, I have to ask the waiter. And then they're like, what? I'm like, a fork, please. Like,
they don't want to give it to her. No. And so I have to retrying. Like, not okay. And she ends up most of the time just with her fingers.
Oh, that's
and
disgusting.
Putting it in a spoon.
You're a finger food person.
Ew. The noodles. Yes.
That's not okay.
But going back to the ramen thing, I found out it, like, you know, it's just essentially noodles with like some weird
New
stuff.
New Yorkers
in.
And their ramen. I never heard of it being a thing until then. Maybe it's a
Me
city
either.
Thing.
Stop. We're going now because San Francisco has great places.
Yeah.
I think I need to branch out in a little bit in San Francisco.
Both of you do.
I think need to do it.
We'll come to you with the New York stuff. And you can come to Wanderlust.
Beautiful.
Not me, but you can come to Wanderlust for the San Francisco stuff.
Done.
The ramen and everything.
Exactly.
Fried chicken sandwich located in the Lower East Side.
Shut up right now.
At Cheeky Sandwiches. And it costs $6.50.
I just legit raised my hand. What else do they put in the fried chicken? Like... Do you remember the...
They put fried chicken, gravy, red cabbage slaw on a buttermilk biscuit.
Oh, done.
Done.
She's acting like she's leaving the room right now.
She's leaving. She's done.
That would be... Okay. Where's this place? I'm going to write...
Lower East Side Cheeky Sandwiches.
Cheekies. Okay.
Yeah.
Done. They're famous for it.
I'm gonna, in a great mood now. I'm just going to fantasize a little bit.
My stomach is literally growling right now.
This
like,
is
I don't
not
know
the
if
best.
You hear that.
Well, random fact, the only chicken that I really like is like fried, like when it's like southern fried. So
really?
This just sounds
That's
like.
That's the only chicken you
prime,
like?
Yeah, I'm not a big chicken eater.
Oh.
Like if someone cooks it, I'm not going to be a brat and be like, eh, yeah. But it's
Can
just
you
like,
fry this?
I'm dying inside.
Can you fry this?
Can you fry this for me?
That's crazy. Okay. Oh, I'm excited now. Let's see which one. Okay. Which one's coming after Cheeky's?
Donuts.
Oh,
at
yes.
Donut Planet.
Donut
New Yorkers,
Planet.
I found, love their food. Like, they take their food very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But I've heard about the donuts in
New
York. Like, I've heard they are literally out of this world. Mm.
And there's a donut shop. It's like a pizza thing. Like, there's literally a donut shop on every block.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just inevitable.
Dunkin' Donuts is a huge
Everywhere.
Thing.
I'm mad that
oh,
we don't
gross.
Have a Dunkin'
no.
Donut. Like,
Dunkin' is not.
No, if
legit.
You get like some every now and then,
a coffee there.
Oh, I don't do the
it's
coffee.
It's not good.
I don't do the
I
coffee.
Just, that's the only thing I would. Oh,
I couldn't last. I live off of coffee.
Oh, the coffee at Dunkin' is not what you're. No,
I get a but like a regular like glazed donut can't be
yeah.
that bad.
If you're going for their donuts, you're good to go.
But if
it.
You really want like good quality, and if there's a Donut Planet, that's where you should go.
Exactly, doughy, delicious.
And they have coffee there.
Done.
They have to, right? I feel like every donut place has coffee.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how
delicious.
Much do one of those things cost?
$3 to $3.50.
See, okay.
That's a little much.
Okay, because Dunkin' is like a dollar.
Yeah.
Okay,
but this is a quality
donut.
Yeah, there
donut. We go. When we're really,
I was going to say, it has to be the ingredients then. Like, it's got to be.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, do they do any cool designs or anything on it?
Or like cool
I mean,
flavors? Like, do they put like.
I'm sure they do.
Okay.
If they're going to,
You know,
sure.
Okay.
I might
pay treat yourself.
We could split one. Just $150, $150.
Okay, I'll
there
do
we
it.
Go. See,
I don't need a whole donut myself anyway.
Yeah. And then we'll go split a Dunkin' donut.
Yeah. And then we'll go to Dunkin' after and get a
the
cheap donut.
Oh man!
All right, my next one.
Let's hear it.
I'm sure some of you have heard Shake Shack.
Have you heard of
Shake?
Never
it's their
heard
version
of
In-N-Out, but it's. Not good. I don't think it's that good.
How do
but
they cook
you,
their...
But people want to go, and people are like, that's a
place I wonder
then
if like New Yorkers would come here, they'd be like, In-N-Out sucks.
Well, since
like, well,
I, don't
Shake
eat,
Shack sucks.
I don't eat bread, so maybe that's my own personal
They don't do like the protein style?
No.
Or, okay.
You didn't like the meat?
So I only ate the meat without the bread. I feel like
you
it was missing something.
You can't
the
do
fries
that.
Were good, and the frozen custard. They have like really
have
that's
frozen
like a thing.
Custard?
That's a thing there.
Just grabbed onto the desk like in excitement.
Starved.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they have frozen custard there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a big fan of custard, so that sounds
See,
good.
See, I didn't know I was until I had it. It was
had that.
Real good.
It changed your mind.
Yeah.
Blew your mind.
That was really good. $5.19.
Okay, so it's like In-N-Out prices.
Okay. Yeah. It's really good prices. Yeah.
Okay.
I would
Got it.
Be there all the
yeah,
time.
Down.
In,
yeah.
I'd learn to like
if
it.
If you can eat gluten, go to Shake Shack.
I mean, that custard, you kind of sold me on that. Like,
I know.
That's literally, it's, that's what I would be doing.
Oh, I'm getting so hungry from this conversation.
I know. This isn't good. Literally, like, I'm so sorry. You get to hear my stomach growling right now.
Yeah, it's been bad. It's been coming on my side, too.
It's been bad.
Hey, hey there.
It's good.
Well, mine's been doing it. You're not alone. I think all of ours.
They're like
been.
Talking to mm-hmm. themselves.
That's our story. Or to each other saying, hey, yeah. let's yeah. get food
let's
after
get
this.
Food.
Wish I was in New York. I could have a Shake Shack burger.
For $5.19.
$5. That's pretty good.
It's not bad
yeah,
at all.
That's not bad.
Next one up.
Let's hear it. What comes after the burger?
Did that sound like a drum roll?
Oh, okay.
We I don't know.
Yeah, H&H bagels. In Ooh! The Upper East Side.
Some boggles.
You need, for some odd reason, I don't know what it is. Like I was saying, I don't know what the carb thing is in New York. But somehow everything that has to do with bread tastes better. Like the dough, like they just throw extra gluten in it
like
or
they
something.
Know how to do it.
Just a smidge. Mm-hmm. Just like it's always mm-hmm. so good.
Bagels.
Bagels. I mean,
you can't go wrong.
You
That's
can't
an essential
go to New York.
Thing.
It's like, honestly, you cannot go to New York and not have a bagel.
Oh, no.
That's like going to New York not having a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
It's you basically just essential. Have to eat the entire time that you're
so
in New York.
Yeah. Basically, stuff your face when I went to New York, I messed up because I didn't get Italian food or a bagel.
This is not good.
You got a bagel, Nisa?
Yeah.
You did.
I went to, when I went, we went to Flushing, which is pretty much like a Chinatown. Means? Yeah. But
oh,
apparently,
yay.
That's where my dad used to live.
Really?
So when he took
did,
me there.
Did your dad watch The Nanny
all...
as a kid?
No.
She...
See?
You guys, it's such, it was my favorite but, show.
Yeah, I've Finny. Lived off bagels because where we were, it was just, it was like Asian food everywhere. And like we've established, I'm not very ethnic with it. So a bagel was my essential meal for everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything. Well, we already so have H&H, that issue anyway.
H&H.
H&H
bagels. I mean, there's plenty of good bagels, but H&H bagel.
Okay. H&H bagels.
Yeah. H&H.
Okay, got it. Got it.
10 and final is... Levain Bakery, seriously, I have heard some people traveling miles to this bakery Levain? Just to experience it. Their warm chocolate chip walnut cookie. It's literally warm.
Walnut, though? They had.
I know, the walnut kind of does
Okay,
throw,
but like you
but
take a bite and
good.
It's like the melting.
It's
Whatever.
Steaming. When you take a bite, it's steaming.
Okay.
I
don't know.
I would have the walnut.
Wow.
This bakery is 100% worth traveling like 3,000 miles.
Okay,
for.
Got it.
So wow. let's go.
Just
after
stocking
this.
Up.
We can road trip.
Let's go after this.
Let's go.
I just filled up a full tank of gas, so I'm ready.
And I'll
Done.
Sleep the whole way.
Okay.
I'll sleep. Yeah. Just the whole, like, how
oh
many hours would
you
that be?
Drive.
So a bakery. Okay.
It's really
I like
good.
This. Burger, bakery.
Oh, okay. I have it all.
Donuts.
Frozen custard, donuts.
Ooh.
Oof.
Okay, we can't talk about food anymore.
Oh, my God. I want to hear the rest.
I literally. Oh, no, that was it.
Oh, that. Thank
that was
God.
It. That
okay.
was 10.
I couldn't. Okay.
That was
I don't
it.
Think I could have done anymore. I really don't think so.
Next, we're going to move on to another segment in our show.
Woo-woo.
Our co-star here, Pop 10.
Hey!
She got to experience New York last semester, right?
Yes, it was last semester.
So you are now a New York expert.
I am a true New Yorker. Accent and all.
Accent? Oh, yeah. We got to hear the accent
yeah.
earlier.
So. I got a lot of time to study that accent.
So we're going to ask you a few questions, and you're going to explain to our audience here about your time there. So tell me exactly like what you did. Like, what is the title of your internship?
The title of the internship was Affiliate Marketing Department at NBC Universal. And basically, I worked with our affiliate stations and provided the marketing materials for them.
Wow.
Yes.
What
Can you repeat
heck?
That? No, I'm kidding. Yes. That was crazy.
Do you want me to repeat that again? Just a little bit slower.
That's
awesome, though. Yeah.
Amazing.
It was, good it was fun. It was, like, it was amazing.
Wow. Okay. So how did you get this internship?
Well, I applied for it. And... Yeah, I interviewed for it. I Skyped interviewed.
You did a Skype
yeah.
interview?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't go to New York.
Okay,
guys,
tell me how
on
that
a
was
budget.
Like.
It was so scary. My dad was, like, in the background of my interview, and he was, like, talking to my dog. And I was like, really, Dad? Like, let's save this for later. Like,
you didn't go into a quiet room?
I tried to. He knew I was interviewing. I, like, no one else was home but him.
She was trying to show the interviewer that she can multitask
yeah.
and concentrate.
Look
at all the distractions I have behind me.
I had, like, a pretty, like...
Wow. Okay, that's crazy. So... What was your exact position within your
I
job?
I was an intern. That was like the title.
You were an intern and
intern,
were there like
yes.
a lot of other interns there?
There was one other intern that I worked with personally. Shout out.
Shout out. Oh.
Special shout out.
to my crew.
You're doing a shout out. So she or he was obviously really nice.
Oh my gosh, the best. Yeah, I got so lucky because I know like I could have been with a psychopath.
Oh, that could have been
not
a nightmare.
Not to say that she's not a little crazy. She's
good crazy,
full
though.
Blood
good
Italian, crazy. But she, oh, wow. Oh yeah, yeah.
Mamma mia.
Pasta and all. Pasta for lunch and all.
Wow.
Oh yeah, love it though.
So where did you live exactly in New York City?
I lived in the Upper East Side on 75th in York. I know that probably means
Upper
nothing.
Upper East Side. Oh, yeah. In Gossip Girl, oh, yes. It means something.
Gossip Girl. That's what everyone said. It was like not Gossip Girl.
Did you
Girl,
see
though.
Blair and Serena?
I lived with them, actually.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of
are they nice? Because they always
super
seem so
girls.
Rude. Okay,
super good. Sweet girls.
You'd have the best wardrobe ever, so.
I know. See, I don't. As you can tell, I'm wearing
clothes.
Leggings and a t-shirt right now.
I so. Like it.
Same. I'm same. Wearing literally the
we're
same
literally
outfit,
wearing...
so you're all
wow.
good. Don't even worry.
This is not...
How long exactly were you in New York for?
I was in New York from July to January, so like a little
wow.
over six.
Did you adjust like pretty quick?
I had to, kind of. Like you have to adjust. Like I got the subway down and like all of that stuff. I you just have to adjust.
I got mad respect for you, darling. I cannot.
I don't know how you did
you
it.
Don't
by
have
myself.
To do it. You just have to like you know you're there for a long time, so you're like, okay, you have to get it together. Not to say that it was like super overwhelming and getting lost.
Just different, yeah.
Getting lost my first day of work and literally getting lost every other day beside that. I have
oh
a
gosh.
Story.
You have an adventure every day.
Oh, every day. Oh. Every day I did not know how to get home. So I was like, okay, I'll just wing
she's
this.
She's just taking a gamble.
I'm really every
Pop
day.
Pop 10 just says, like, we'll just get off
every
work.
Every day
and
I would
see
get
where
home
where
at like 10 o'clock and I'd be like, wow, that took me a lot longer than I had to take.
You just said you have a story. Let's yes. Let's hear this
my
story.
My first day of work, I was in 30 Rockefeller and I actually... ended up they have these glass doors in Rockefeller and you have to press a red button to get out of the glass doors onto the elevator. Like it's very complicated. It's really not my fault. So a red button in my mind was like, do not touch that. I've been taught my whole life, do
yeah.
not touch the red button.
Yeah.
I thought an alarm would go off, so I decided I was going to use the staircase. But in a building like 30 Rock, I guess you're not supposed to use the staircase. So
in
I got
case of what? Emergencies?
I guess they don't unlock any of the doors. So I got uh-huh. into the staircase and got locked in the staircase. And I was like, is someone playing a joke on me? Like, is this like hazing of a first day job? Like,
yeah.
I literally was like, oh, my God. So I had to walk all the way down 15 flights of stairs
oh
and then
God.
Walk outside and then an alarm started going off. Like I was like, oh my God, like who are you? Like the fact that I got lost in a staircase is just pathetic.
Were you about to cry?
Oh,
I think
I
would have been
I called
tears.
My mom and I cried.
Oh.
100%. My just was bawling. I was like, I can't believe this is a thing. Like, how does this
I literally
happen?
I just didn't
tears.
Want to push the red button.
Yeah.
That's all. The
I
whole
literally
thing
said that.
There.
I was like, but. And,
I
like, my boss
good.
Even told me, he's like, I seriously thought you were incompetent when you walked in because
oh
you couldn't
God.
Get in. I was like, oh.
Do you walk, now when you walk past the staircase,
myself,
do you, like, have, like, PTSD?
Oh,
I feel
whoa,
like I would totally
just 100%.
Anxiety, for
we had
sure.
to take the staircase because we had a fire drill once, and I was like, no!
Not these again!
No!
I didn't do it.
Please! it was bad.
Wow, that was a good story.
I did it, though.
Good.
That's all that matters.
Good.
So,
I got through it.
Were you late?
I was 15 minutes late, yes.
That's not...
Uh-oh.
My
well,
bosses
I mean,
weren't in yet,
bad.
But that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. I felt... I was, like, also, like, sweating and crying.
I was just going to
yeah.
ask her if she had the sweat. Like,
oh.
that proves it.
It was
obviously
so
something happened.
Oh, it was so embarrassing.
That's good. Shows like, that you have a little character.
I know, exactly.
You're, oh, my God.
I can make
exploring.
Fun of myself for it afterwards.
Well, at least you can do that. You can yeah. laugh about it and...
See,
I mean,
you are a true New Yorker. I feel like
I
you
am.
Have, like, that kind of attitude where it's, like... You mess up, but like you're fine. Like
things happen.
Yeah,
it does.
Move
yeah.
on.
Okay, next question. What was the funnest thing you did in New York?
Oh, the funnest thing I did.
Too many memories
many
coming
things.
Back to you.
Yeah, there's so many things that you can do. I just think like living. I like was made really great friends with my roommate and like the girl I interned with that made it so much better to like go out and like do things. So it's kind of just like and being like really good friends with a roommate is the best thing that could ever happen. So literally going home every day and being like, yay, like comfortable, this is so fun. Yeah, exactly.
Like, so wait a second. I remember like two semesters ago we were in class in news analysis and Pop 10 over here was researching apartments. And they were asking her to put, just to view the place, like $3,000 down.
Like so many scams. It was ridiculous.
I just remember I was like so scared for
you. That's horrifying.
It's horrifying.
But
the people I emailed were just like, hey, if you want to put $2,000 down before you see this, I was like, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just whip out $2,000.
How do I do that? Yeah. Yay.
But like, you got so lucky.
Oh, I got so lucky.
Like.
Yeah.
You're friends with her?
Yeah, I'm like best friends with her. I just saw her this weekend.
Oh, did she come out here?
Yeah, she went to Boston. I was in Boston this weekend. It was amazing, yeah.
Wow. I mean, woo. You just really, you don't hear stories
hey,
like
so
that.
Hey, so how do you like the weather?
In Boston?
In New York.
Mm-hmm, it wasn't bad. It snowed only like a couple of times, which I wanted to snow more. Okay. So I was a little bitter about that.
Aww.
But it was like, it was beautiful. Okay. I got to see it in like all
really
different,
cool,
the different seasons.
Okay.
It was amazing.
So you saw it when it was hot as hell too?
Oh, yeah. July is a little bit of a disaster. Part of the reason I was sweating.
That's
the
Oh, the stare happened.
It's in the summer.
It's such a gross heat.
Humid and everything just is sticky.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that feeling. I hate feeling sticky and you have to take like 5 showers a day. That's literally the worst.
The worst.
Okay.
Feel your pain.
Next, would you ever live there permanently?
Oh, that's a tough question. Because I love...
Would you leave us? Would you leave
California?
I don't know
if I could leave. That would be really tough because when I left, I knew I had a date of coming home.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, it's. I think it would be so much more different.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I would.
So you knew ahead that that was coming. So, I mean, it wasn't
exactly.
really like...
I knew it had like an end to mm-hmm. it, you know, and you enjoy the time that you have there.
Yeah.
But you know you're coming home at the end.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
Different way to look at it. Yeah, that's true.
Wasn't it so expensive, though?
Oh,
I mean,
like worse than California, though.
So, oh my gosh,
I hear it's just as bad, maybe worse.
It's terrible. Like anything, especially I lived in the city and I worked in the city, so it's just like so expensive.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a car and you need to get to grocery shopping and then you need a cab back,
oh, that's that is money right there.
It's so much money, and it's really.
So I'm guessing you weren't close to a grocery store.
I was like, I could walk there, but I would always get more like food than I needed to get. It happens to me every time. It's like I'm preparing for like a
really?
Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And then
but
it's
maybe
like,
that's good
because
then it saves you. It
money.
Saves you some, you know,
yeah.
saves you more trips to
yeah, exactly.
the grocery store.
You really
that
have
wasn't
to
nearby.
Like stock up.
Yeah.
That's literally how I am every single time I go to the store. It's a problem.
Stock up for a blizzard in California.
I don't want to be wasteful,
yeah.
but, you know.
Then again, you don't want to, like, you don't want to not get the full amount you need.
But groceries are 10 times more expensive there than they are here.
Geez.
Oh, jeez. Gosh.
They're expensive as is.
Okay, next. What were the people like in New York?
What
was that?
What was that little reaction?
I just, you know, it's like...
I definitely didn't turn into a New Yorker, so that's good. I think...
I feel like here
you can
kind of like crack a smile.
Don't worry, you didn't. No.
I think the personalities there are so much more different. It's in like, I don't know, I just think like people are so much nicer here, I think. No, that's me.
I think
that.
It's the same thing where like here, like
you can
if you smile at a person, like they usually like smile back or like not like they, you know what I mean? They acknowledge you. In New York, like when I was on the subway and I would lock eyes with someone, I would like just do the same thing. And it's just like nothing. And it's just very like,
think like they just have a different personality.
They
have no filter.
It's
there
just
literally
go, go,
no
go.
Filter.
Oh, yeah.
Just like they don't care. So like if they say something to you, they don't expect it to like hurt your feelings. So they don't care.
Huh.
It's like one of those things. But still, the most amazing, you can still like anywhere. There's mean people here. There's like mean people there. Like you can meet also the greatest people, which I did.
There's a few good peeps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you just always hear that about New Yorkers. You know, they have that attitude. That's always what I've heard. But good to know. There's some good people out there in New York.
Of course.
And then it's nothing personal either. It's not like they actually like hate you. Like that's how everyone is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just
Yeah.
You know you're part of New York if everyone's staring at you.
Okay, we're going to go with one last question. My favorite one.
Ooh.
Did you get to see the Naked Cowboy?
Hey!
I didn't. I don't even know what you were talking about. She was telling me about that earlier.
You don't know the Naked Cowboy?
Why do you know this? Maybe I might have seen him.
In his whitey tighties with his hat and
maybe
his.
Maybe I did see him. I didn't know he was as famous as I was looking earlier.
Yes. And I did find out he is 45 years old.
That's crazy.
And he has a college degree.
For 45, it's not.
What did I want to know? What he majored in? I want to know his. That's a documentary they need to make.
How do you? What do you major in?
What happened in your life? What pivotal moment made you say, "I want to stand in my underwear in Times Square"?
They said there's going to be a movie.
Oh,
so I'm gonna see the Naked Cowboy.
That's gonna be good.
We should all go.
We should all.
You guys can review it the next day together.
Ooh!
But literally, he is in whitey tighties, his cowboy boots, a cowboy hat.
Just the pure necessities.
His guitar.
Pure, yeah, that's all you need.
That's how. That's how John Wayne used to do.
Everyone in sight a hug.
Oh.
Even if you don't want one, because you're like, ooh.
That's a little much.
Plus, he's half naked.
In the whitey tighties.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want it. You know.
Grab.
I do a high five or like a little like.
Pound
like
it?
Yeah. A side hug.
Okay. Maybe a side hug.
Not the full frontal.
But he, like, when I saw him in the summer, he was like sweating.
Oh, that's
disgusting. He was out in the sun.
So, I have a question. Does he actually like sing pretty well?
I didn't think. Very well, but he really did try.
No, I feel like that makes it more entertaining if he sucks.
But he was good with the guitar.
Okay, at least he's got one component down.
But the voice,
yeah,
I didn't feel like was.
I'd rather have the guitar.
I know.
So good. He got lucky with that.
He should have just kept with the guitar.
What a career! What a career!
What a career!
What a career! Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we will be right back with DJ Wonderlust and DJ Pop 10 on Penguin Radio.
Nice to meet you, baby. I can show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven and sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, do you wanna play? New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny? Rumors fly, and I know you heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. Time to see how this one ends. Wrap your passport in my head. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers who'll tell you I'm insane. You know I love the players, you love the game. So goddamn reckless, we'll take this way too far. Either leave you breathless or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers who'll tell you I'm insane. Like I don't blame space, baby, and I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies, I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. I'm your king and you're my queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn. Rose garden full of thorns. Keeping you second guessing, like, oh my God, who is she? I get drunk on jealousy, but you'll come back each time you leave. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers who tell you I'm insane. Take this way too far, leave you breathless,
woman with a nasty scar. But along the stars, I tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby. A wretch name.
Welcome back, everyone, with Coast to Coast with DJ Wonderless and DJ Pop 10 on Penguin Radio.
Whoop, whoop, we're back.
We're back in action.
Now,
what
10
now?
Things you should know before moving to New York City. If any of you are thinking about moving
hey,
to New York
knows?
City.
Who knows where we'll end up?
You never know.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know where life will take me.
Yeah. Number one, the subway is totally different on the weekends. Totally different.
Great. We have two
it's just
subway
a whole
routines.
Other beast to take on. It is the worst. But commuting, I personally think commuting was worse. But, you know, it's just in general, the trains run less frequently on the weekends. So that's where our problems kind of come and go. But you know what? That's okay. Mm-hmm. Which makes me to my next one. It is very... Take it from me, who got lost on her first day of work in Rockefeller. It is easy to confuse uptown versus downtown. On subway stations, yes, there is a difference. Who knew? Not me.
I didn't.
Did not know that.
So, I don't understand.
Uptown,
she still does.
Uptown goes more towards, like, the upper, so, like, past, like, 60th Street, 70th Street, like, up.
Okay.
Up.
70th Street.
Downtown would be, like... going, like, into, like, lower Manhattan and all of that
okay.
stuff.
Okay. And do they have
Union
signs?
Square.
Or how do you know?
They have, yes, they have signs that say uptown, and then, but you have to follow the signs, and sometimes it gets confusing.
I would be terrible
It's a hot
that.
Mess. It is a hot mess.
Hot mess.
It's not okay.
I should not go to New York City by myself. I'm just going to
no,
put that out.
Probably not the best idea.
I'm a very lost person, yeah. So that would not be good.
It's just like a very, very lost all the time.
Oh, I am. Like, yeah. I will be in my hometown in Danville and I can still be lost.
Oh, yeah.
This is bad. I can never go to New York City alone.
Directions are the worst.
Yeah, I've got problems with that. What's the next?
Three. It is a courtesy to let people off the train first. It's rude if you don't.
Oops.
Not a lot of people know this. It's kind of rude.
Okay.
So,
good to know.
Common courtesy.
Not like BART where everyone just rushes off
yeah.
and
no, that's
fall.
Rude.
It's
that
nice
is
to
not
do the whole,
nice.
Like, after you.
Yeah, no, you're supposed to sit. You're supposed to get off the train, and then the people are supposed to come onto the train, and you're supposed to scoot.
Okay.
Wherever you can scoot on that crowded train, okay. you gotta scoot.
So
people will yell at you.
I was going to say, do they call you
it.
Out?
Oh, yes, they will call you out.
Ooh.
Yeah, New Yorkers don't care.
That's scary. Yeah, I wouldn't move until the last minute, and then the doors would probably be closing,
oh, yeah.
and then I'd be screwed. Probably not good.
Oh, God, that's so scary.
I'd be left on the train going somewhere I have no idea
yeah.
where I'm going.
I agree.
Number four.
Are we on four? Grocery stores and drug stores do not sell liqueur at all.
Stop.
Yeah.
Can you, like, legit, can you repeat that?
Do you really want me to repeat that?
Yeah, I didn't hear.
Grocery stores and drug stores do not sell liquor. Done.
So,
thank
you
for
Nisa's face right now.
Well, it's just kind of like, we're, yeah, exactly.
That's
where
I go. Liquor store.
Everything. So you have to. You have to go just to a liquor
store. You have to go to a liquor, but there's so many liquor stores.
Do you know why they do this?
I'm not sure that why there's, like, a specific law, but, like, Trader Joe's will have, like, a wine Trader Joe's shop on the side instead
That's
of
funny.
Having it sold.
That's
yeah.
so inconvenient,
it's just
I feel
against
like.
The law to do that.
Because, you know, like, some meals you cook with wine.
Yeah.
I know. You have
like,
to go to a liquor
chicken,
store.
Chicken, sometimes steak. Like, what if you need to look to see what you're pairing
I know.
With? And sometimes, personally, I base, you know, my food off the wine I'm having.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
that's a,
what
you
if
really
you don't
gotta do your research? You have to prepare.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be good at this.
That's a smart one to know.
Mm-hmm. Very smart.
Yeah, you don't want to be a fool walking Mm-mm. around.
You don't want to invite people over for a dinner party Mm-mm. and then go to Safeway or whatever. They have
a Safeway. Oh, especially if you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Oh, done. Not good.
But they have. Like, you'd be surprised how many liquor stores they have.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But still, that's just it's like a completely separate thing. Yeah.
Many things worth eating will be in cash only. They haven't gone on the whole debit credit thing yet.
I could understand that. All right. Well,
I would literally be the worst at that.
Especially the mom and pop shops, like those little ones that you're like, this is going to be cash only. Oh,
Wonderless, you would be trading in like jewelry every day. You'd be like, I don't have, like, what if we barter here?
I don't.
This is a very nice ring.
I don't carry cash. Yeah. I hate it.
Like, I hate it.
I would lose it.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds weird.
It's easier to lose cash than a debit card.
I will lose cash in my wallet.
Oh, definitely.
It would happen, for sure.
100%. New York City is arguably the donut capital of the world.
Oh, yeah. We're going to donut
We're going
plant.
Back to donuts after already discussing
I don't mind.
That.
I don't mind.
I definitely need a donut after this show.
I think, like, the whole, like, police officers eating the donuts was based in New York City.
NYPD munching.
I was going to say, I think that's true.
That's, like, a logic thing.
That happens in Law & Order all the time, obviously.
Really? Oh,
people
yeah, you're right.
People may know now that I am a huge Law & Order SVU fan.
Special victims.
Bad.
Yes. Can't do it.
Oh, it's
criminal intent
no,
and just the regular one.
Who cares about those ones? Yeah.
But I digress. Anyway. More tips.
Seven. Avenue blocks are longer than street blocks. New York is basically a giant grid of just a lot of confusing things. So you go, like, the avenues are a lot longer, so you usually walk the streets before walk the street blocks before you walk the avenues. Trust me, it will save your life. Also didn't know that.
I would definitely be lost. Keep going.
Scaffolding will never, ever, ever be down. Like, it will always be there.
See? So
they'll always be doing construction everywhere you go. It's so inconvenient.
That is true. When I went everywhere, I thought the whole city was,
it's
like,
super remodeling. Ugly.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, why are you doing this?
What is going on?
Overestimate your budget is a huge one. If you think you're going to spend X amount of money, double that, because it's just expensive as anything.
See, I'd really have to save up.
Oh, yes.
Like,
it's like a year and a half of saving before you, like, go.
Before going. I mean, between all the food we've discussed today, all the cool places, you know, I want to go to now. I mean, I would have no money. I would leave broke. I'd have to save up for maybe a few years.
We would come back here much sooner than we thought. I think we would legit run out of money.
I think the trip would have to end early.
It's not like one of those, like, study abroad places to go. Like, there's nothing cheap there to find. So you would need to probably end that trip a little earlier than planned.
Oh, man.
So that would be a bummer.
I want to learn more. What else is there? What
Number
else do we need
10.
To know?
Last but certainly not least is most city parks offer free Wi-Fi.
That is
the only thing
awesome.
Free in New York City that you will find.
I'll take it.
I'll take it, too.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
That and the skyline thing.
City parks.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Free Wi-Fi. Yeah. I mean, literally, if I had a job where it was flexible like that, I would just bring my laptop.
Do your work in the park.
Lay out, like, a nice blanket.
Get some paperweights.
Yeah.
That'd be so
get
much
some
fun. Yeah.
food.
Paperweights.
Lay out my laptop.
Free rocks.
I literally just camp out there all day doing work.
I love that because it's like a little serenity in, like, a really crowded city. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of take yourself out even though you're in the city still.
Yeah, I would
get
so much done.
Exactly.
Well, I'd probably get distracted.
No, you'd start picking at the grass and looking at birds.
Well,
but it's fine. That's good.
With butterflies running around.
There's, you both go with the dogs again.
Yep.
That would be my weakness, is seeing a cute dog and being like, can I pet it? Like what's its name? What kind? So maybe I wouldn't get as much work done as I thought.
But it would be a great place to get free Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
If you're ever
unwind. True. Ooh, it'd be really cool, though, if you, like, a romantic date.
Yeah.
Hint, hint to anyone listening. If you bought, like, your laptop and a nice blanket and you watched a movie together that would be
such a good idea.
See? And it's free because the Wi-Fi. So you could just Netflix.
Date, cheap for everyone.
I think that sounds good. That sounds personally amazing. Like that. I think that's a really, really good one right there.
I like it. Well, those are all really, really important, idea. Though. Those are all
yes.
really...
I know, right? Huh.
I learned. God.
Yay.
Wow.
All right, you guys. That's about it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week. This is DJ Pop 10 and DJ Wonderlust on Penguin Radio. At radio.dominican.edu.